Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, shot higher last month, hitting a three-year high as consumer prices rose 3.8% year over year. Big contributor to the price spike, cost of energy. Accompanied by a bevy of American tech, industry, and financial leaders, President Trump is about to take off for Beijing and talks with his Chinese counterpart. Correspondent Eduardo Castillo says this will be Mr. Trump's second visit to China as president.
President Donald Trump travels to Beijing this week, marking the first visit to China by a U.S. president in nearly a decade, the last one by Trump. As Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping get ready to meet, both countries have said that the relationship has been relatively stable, and they want to keep it that way. But there are still some issues unresolved. For example, trade tensions persist, and although it's possible there's going to be an extended truce, some experts think that the broader conflict is far from over. Technology is another sticking point, with the U.S. limiting exports of advanced chips to China.
President Trump says his main objective in the standoff with Tehran remains the same, no nuclear weapon for Iran.
If the Obama deal wasn't terminated by me, they would have had it 6 years ago, and they would have used it immediately on Israel and also the rest of the Middle East. You saw that when they started shooting rockets. Nobody thought Saudi Arabia and Qatar and UAE were going to get hit, or Kuwait, Bahrain. I think it was a tremendous strategic mistake, and they wasted those missiles. We have the Patriots that knocked them down every time.
The U.S. Supreme Court has set the stage for Alabama to get rid of one of two largely black congressional districts before this year's midterm elections. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 2 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Redy.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Redy, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Redy, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to Redy.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Redy to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Redy.com or call 800-885-REDY, 800-885-REDY.
Good morning. It's 9:03 on WCBM. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore will be holding a bill signing ceremony at the State House today. The Utility Relief Act is among the legislation to be signed into law. The wide-ranging energy bill aims to lower household utility costs and make changes to oversight of utilities and the power grid. Baltimore City Police arrested a suspect for the attempted murder of a man in the 300 block of Marion Street. 32-year-old Antonio Chase is accused of shooting the victim near Lexington Market just before 11:30 Sunday morning. That victim was found on nearby North Utah Street, and as police were investigating the shooting, they found Chase, who was taken into custody and charged. Officers also recovered a handgun from Chase. A Baltimore County financial advisor has been found guilty of insurance fraud. A jury convicted 68-year-old Michael Okolo of Parkville on 10 felony counts for acting as an insurance agent without a license. Okolo pocketed more than $88,000 in commissions after his license was revoked in 2019 for misappropriating premium payments. A Caroline County fire killed 35,000 chickens Sunday afternoon. The state fire marshal's office says that fire started in a chicken house on Reliance Road in Federalsburg. It caused an estimated $535,000 in damage and took 60 firefighters more than an hour to put out the blaze. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Rush Limbaugh used to call them low-information voters. Bill O'Reilly calls them pinheads. And Vladimir Lenin called them useful idiots. Whichever moniker you prefer, they're the people who the liberal politicians in this country count on to believe their lies and keep them in office. It's scary when you stop and think how many of them are roaming the streets of America. The scariest part is that they vote. And that's what the progressives are counting on. The far left in America uses the uninformed to their advantage, hoping to win their votes by promising them things. We have become a country of takers more than givers. Those of us who abide by the truth can only pray that God will be merciful to the righteous people in this land and save us from ourselves. He is our only hope. This is Pastor Dave Lewis of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Gary Stein's off today. In sports, the Orioles came back to secure a series opening win. Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 3-2 at home. The O's did not record a hit until the seventh inning when Kobe Mayo clubbed a go-ahead three-run home run. Dietrich Enns picked up the win in relief, and Anthony Nunez secured his second save of the year. That series continues tonight. And the Nationals are set to begin the second half of their road trip. Washington begins a series against the Reds this evening.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Now here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pleasant day coming up. Mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 54 in Annapolis and 50 in Frederick. Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Yes, the traffic's a little hectic in the Baltimore region this morning, but guess what? Don't worry about it. If you got your radio on at WCBM, you're going to have a great time because I got a great show planned for you today, okay? So sit in traffic, relax. You'll get there when you get there, all right? You'll get there when you get there. We got lots to talk about locally, all right? Usually, most of the time, I don't know if you guys notice this, but the 9 o'clock hour, I usually try to keep it local. 10 o'clock hour, you know, we kind of branch out on the federal level just a little bit. And then 11 o'clock hour, I like to bring it back in. But today, we're going to be very local the entire show, okay? We're going to talk about the latest from the Medical Examiner. Of course, the report is out now of Branson Adore's tragic death at the Baltimore Inner Harbor. We'll get into that. We'll get into the comptroller telling everyone that she doesn't have the money to send you a tax refund. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Look, I've been talking about Brooke Learman for quite some time, all right? And I might be, you know what, now that I think about it, I might be the only one on the radio that has been talking about Brooke Learman as much as I have, because I know for a fact Brooke Learman is a DEI comptroller. Okay? She wants to reimagine the comptroller's office. That's how she ran. That was on her platform, by the way. That already raised red flags for me. I'm like, wait a minute. How do you reimagine the comptroller's office? All right? It's accounting. All right? It's basic math. All right? You can't reimagine basic math. Anyways, that was a huge red flag from the very beginning. Then she was elected, and I was like, wait a minute. So I go to her Facebook page, and we talked about this. She's always talking about whether it's Renee Good out of Minnesota or Alex Pretty. And, of course, their deaths, you know, tragic indeed. But I don't need an activist. I need a comptroller. Well, anyways, you're going to love this. Well, not if you're expecting a refund in the state of Maryland. Because we found out that some of these refunds are going to be delayed. That's right. Some of them are going to be delayed. And the comptroller, she had no problem taking your money up front, which I thought was interesting. But, you know, when it comes back to giving you your refund, there's a problem there. So we'll get into that. Because that's what I want to talk about actually at the start of the show here, because I'm fired up about it. Also, we found out that Council President Zeke Cohen and Councilman in Baltimore City, Glover, they both want to padlock the smoke shops. Apparently, there are over 1,200 smoke shops that have erected in the last 5 years here in the city of Baltimore. Now, first and foremost, they don't want to talk about the fact that there's only smoke shops moving in. Remember they had that? We had another conversation, Brian, the producer. They had this conversation because they were upset that there were too many dollar stores and too many smoke shops. Well, why is Baltimore City only attracting dollar stores and smoke shops? Can we have that conversation? Are we adult enough to have that conversation? Why is it the only thing that wants to move into Baltimore City? Anybody want to take it? Bueller? No, nobody wants to take it. Of course you do. I know there's lots of people that want to take it. And guess what? We're going to talk about that in the 10 o'clock hour because that's where all this comes. And you know what? The Democrat Party, we're just going to get to the root cause of the problem. You love doing that, right? We'll get to the root cause. So we'll talk about that at 10 o'clock. Also, Stacey Abrams hit with campaign violations. I don't know how Candace Owens missed this. Remember, she talked about my campaign violations that never existed? Yeah, that was back in 2021. I'm still waiting for the investigation. But apparently she missed it because Stacey Abrams and friends, they have multiple campaign violations. And apparently she still owes millions of dollars from her last campaign. Yes, that must have slipped right past the Facebook sleuths, right? The Facebook investigators. We'll talk about that. Also, in Arcadia, California, there is a mayor that has now admitted that she is a Chinese spy. Interesting enough, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Delegate Brian Chisholm because he was talking about a bill that was proposed by Delegate Wu along with his colleague, Delegate Mark Fisher. They were talking about a bill. And apparently this bill really would just release a bunch of intellectual property on AI and other data-driven content. And, of course, this bill doesn't make it out of committee, but they talked about this bill on their podcast because they do talk about the dumbest bills that are proposed in the state of Maryland. That's what they talk about on their podcast. Well, anyways, the Speaker of the House, Jocelyn Penna-Melnick, she sent a letter out yesterday. You might have seen it, right? You might have saw it on social media. You might have gotten an email. I don't know. But we'll talk about it. She sent out a letter, and she said that she was very upset, and it's disturbing that in this podcast, apparently Delegate Brian Chisholm, who is a friend of mine, apparently he talked about his colleague, Delegate Wu, and this bill that was proposed, because it was just so stupid. But as he was doing it, apparently he was making an Asian accent when he was doing it. And so the Speaker of the House, you even have Carter Elliott, Governor Westmore's spokesperson, all these people have now jumped on online and they're demanding an apology from Delegate Brian Chisholm. Now, they did put out a statement, but guess what? We got better than the statement. We have Delegate Brian Chisholm joining us here on WCBM at 11 o'clock, all right? So, again, if you're on the live, don't forget, we jump off the live on Facebook, Rumble, and X, and then right into the show at WCBM 680. You can stream the show, WCBM.com. We're on all podcast platforms, and, of course, we have the app, WCBM 680. It is free in the App Store. You're going to want to listen, especially at 11 o'clock, so make sure you got all that downloaded. So when you jump off the live, you jump right into the show. I'm here 9 a.m. to 12 noon every weekday. So we'll talk to Delegate Brian Chisholm, and we're just going to ask him straight up, do you want to apologize to your colleague? What made you use the accent? I think we can all figure that out, but I want to hear from him, all right? I'm not going to put words in his mouth. All right, so we're going to talk to Delegate Brian Chisholm at 11 o'clock. Also, two Maryland residents possibly exposed to the hantavirus. You know, as soon as I heard this story, I immediately thought, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Apparently, according, and we talked about this last week, there was a professor at Hopkins that said we had nothing to worry about. But now this story is taking center stage. And I will say this, you know, to the cruise ship line, you know, to those that thought it was okay, they knew already there were people infected with the hantavirus on the ship. Why on earth did you think it was okay to release these individuals and allow them to travel back to their residence? So now you've got two Marylanders that have tested positive for the hantavirus, and they weren't even on the cruise ship. They were on a flight with somebody that was on the cruise ship. Yes. Yes. We're going to get into this because this is just stupid, per usual. All right. I don't know about you guys, but man, government, those in executive positions, do you ever notice, like, there's a lot of incompetency. There really is. If we can get rid of the incompetent middleman, I think that the world would be such a better place. Really, truly. Anyways, I also just want to address real quick, I posted one of my clips from the show yesterday saying, you know, if you think President Trump is extreme, you know, you wouldn't want President Kim Klasick. There were people that were upset about that clip, Brian, the producer. They were not happy. They were not happy because I said there would be mass deportations like nobody's business. I stand firm on that, by the way. I just want to clear that up today. I stand firm on that. Mass deportations. I even said before, and I'll say it again. I said before, when they were offering all this money for self-deportation, I said you should have an office where these people show up. And then a dragnet just drops out of the ceiling. And you just take them out that way, right? They show up for their check. I'm here for the $3,000. I'm here to self-deport. Yeah, walk right in. Walk this way. Walk this way. Then bam! Take them out of there. You think I'm going to pay you to self-deport? You shouldn't have been here in the first place. You're going to leave for free. Actually, it costs me money, right? Doesn't it? It costs me money to deport you. So now I'm upset. Because now you're costing me money. You should have left or you should have never came in the first place. So all those on X and all those that were so upset with my comments, I don't care. I don't care. All right, let's get into the show, shall we? Let's get into the show. I do want to talk about the medical examiner. I do want to talk about that. But I got to talk about this whole thing with the comptroller first. I have to talk about the comptroller first. And of course, if you want to weigh in at any time, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's just chat about this for just a second. Okay? Brooke Learman, don't forget, she was one of the individuals that was on the field with Governor Wes Moore on opening day at Camden Yards. Don't ever forget this. When he was being booed, when they called his name, she was being booed also. Okay? She was standing right there. They both were looking down to the ground. They were looking at their feet like, you know, with the nervous smile and the nervous laughter. Yeah, nobody likes you. Nobody likes you. Brooke Learman, you're officially on my DEI list, okay? You are a DEI comptroller. The fact that you can't seem to do basic accounting is a problem. Well, in case you missed it, and this story is everywhere. You can look it up anywhere. I think every news channel is talking about it because it's affecting a lot of people. According to the comptroller, the state right now doesn't have the money. And you know, shout out to the Maryland Freedom Caucus because they put out a statement about this yesterday as well. And you know what? We have Delegate Brian Chisholm on the show at 11. We'll ask him about this too. They don't have the money at the state level to issue many refunds, a regular basic tax refund. Now, the Democrat Party in the state of Maryland is always talking about what? Affordability. We saw where for Democrats in the General Assembly and Governor Wes Moore did not want to even give us a gas tax holiday, right? Because they're going to stick it to the man. They're sticking it to President Trump by sticking it to us. And so now you have the situation where gas is $5 a gallon, basically. You have the situation, and now you've got people still waiting on their tax refund. And let's just talk about that situation just in itself. I have many friends that receive tax refunds. And you know what my friends do? They usually take that refund and maybe they go out to eat. Maybe they have a party where they use a catering service. Maybe they take a vacation. Maybe they buy a new car. There are all these things that help to, you know, just kind of push through with it, thrive and make sure the economy's thriving. And they do all of these things with this tax refund. Well, now the comptroller, Maryland's comptroller, in a state where the economy is not thriving, she's telling them that their refunds are now delayed. How the hell does this happen? How does the state run out of money? And I say this in many ways. Yes, we're facing a $1.4 billion deficit on the state level, for sure. But I can recall, and I told you guys this before, I still file my taxes with my ex, right? We're still considered married. We are still married on paper. We file together. And I have not received a refund since I've been married, okay? You know why? Because he's a CPA and he owns his own business. So you know what we do every year? We pay. We send money out. Where is that money? To all those that pay, where is all that money, comptroller? You're telling me to my friends that are expecting a refund, you can't get them a refund with the money that we had to pay? Really? This is like upside down world. This administration, every department right now in the state of Maryland is like incompetent. You know, when it comes to the Department of Human Services, you got foster care kids being placed with sexual predators. You got 16-year-old foster care kids dying in hotels where they're supposed to be watched by the state. You've got now a situation where you can't even issue tax refunds. The education system is a joke. The crime and violence is through the roof. You can't get a hold of the juveniles? Are you kidding me? Tell me, this is why people are leaving the state of Maryland. To all those illegal immigrants that are looking at Maryland as a sanctuary state, you know what? You might want to pause. You might want to rethink this thing. You might want to wait a second, right? I mean, I know you're coming from Guatemala, El Salvador, all these other countries. Right now, those countries are being run better than the state of Maryland. You might want to think this through. You might want to phone a friend. Okay? Habla inglés? Yeah? I'm telling you right now. You don't want to come here. This is craziness. Anyways, if you want to weigh in this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. When I saw this, I thought this has to be the worst of all time. So then I thought, when has this ever happened before? When has this ever happened? Where the state of Maryland, the comptroller, who wanted to reimagine the comptroller's office, our favorite little activist, Brooke Learman, when has this ever happened? I don't remember Peter Franchot making this mistake. And don't you ever forget, we could have had Peter Franchot at least as a governor. To all those that voted for Governor Westmore, congratulations, you played yourself. We got people paying sky-high amounts for vehicle registration or anything associated with their vehicle. Right now, you're paying double. Whether it's the tire fee, whether it's the emissions test, whether it's the registration or your tax on your car in general, you're paying double, if not triple. Only in the state of Maryland. This is why people are moving to Florida. This is why people are going to South Carolina. This is why everybody's going south. They're all going to red states because in blue states, they can't get together. In blue states, here's a state, they can't even issue you your tax refund. Are you not embarrassed, Brooke? You couldn't do basic accounting? You're just now telling everybody that? In the middle of May? I know you guys don't like when I yell, but I'm floored. My 9-year-old can run this state better. My 9-year-old, she's doing long division right now. I want to nominate her to be the comptroller. Because I think she can figure it out better than Brooke Learman. I got callers on the line, of course. When we get back, I want to hear from you. Don't forget to text in as well. Real quick, before you go, are you sick of prices constantly rising? Oh. Yeah, I'm sure you are. Especially on some of your basic health essentials. You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. So when you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. All you have to do is go to res-q.com to shop the deals. Stock up on your favorites and try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, tested, and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So, what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity. Weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I'm calming down. I'm calming down. Keep it down. I feel bad. Meanwhile, I'm not even getting a tax refund. I'm not slated to get a tax refund. We pay every year. Okay? Look, all I'm saying is this. I know there is Sonia Dunn. I reached out to her. I've not heard back. She's a Republican running against Brooke Learman, our DEI comptroller, right? I would love for Sonya to come on the show. I would love for her to also go to Newsmax, Fox News, any national network. I want her to talk about this. Talk about the fact that Maryland cannot issue tax refunds because they say they don't have the money. They take your money as fast as they possibly can. They are helping illegal immigrants with what? SNAP benefits, with housing, with legal counsel, but they can't issue you your tax refund? Let that sink in. Think about this for a second. Dude, I don't know what we're going to do to all those, and I said this on the live, Baltimore City, Montgomery County, PG County, to all those that vote blue no matter who, I know damn well you're waiting for a refund. And you ain't getting it. Not anytime soon. Not anytime soon. There's a delay. The state of Maryland doesn't have your money, according to Comptroller Brooke Learman. Let's go to the phone lines. Look, I don't mean to laugh, because this isn't funny. There's $5 a gallon gas right now. $5 a gallon gas. And the governor didn't want to push a gas tax holiday. Meanwhile, on the national level, you probably saw President Trump is talking about a gas tax holiday on the federal level. We'll see what happens there. But we're going to go ahead and go over to the phone lines, and we will talk to Richard in Crumpton. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Great. Hey, you better slow down some.
I will try. I'm sorry. I get so fired up because the incompetency, it's like off the charts. I can't understand it.
Yeah. This is a long story short. We were out of the country for 8 years. We've been back in now for two and a half. Filed our taxes this year early, as we always do, our accountant, even while we're out of the country, naturally. But we were getting a refund from Maryland. So about a couple of 3 weeks after we filed our taxes, we get a letter in the mail from the state of Maryland that we would not be getting a refund because there was a discrepancy of taxes in the state of Delaware in 2010. So the state of Maryland sent our refund to the state of Delaware, which we had no idea. So there you go.
Wait. So they sent your Maryland refund to Delaware?
That's correct.
Because there was a discrepancy that you might have had back in 2010. Do you even recall getting a letter or
That's
a notice
correct.
From the state of Delaware?
That's correct. Yeah.
What did your accountant say about this?
So we ended up paying the state of Delaware. Still have no idea what it was, but you know, they keep adding money on to it. So they have money if other states are asking for it. It's an absolute sham.
Wow. Richard, what did your accountant say about this?
Well, the sad thing about my accountant that we had had for 35 years when I was in business, he passed away a year before we moved back. So that's null and void anyhow. It was something about some monies that was ran through my business or something. I don't know. We still don't know. But to get out from underneath of that hassle, we just paid the bill.
Wow. Wow.
So they went back 10 years, and that's the state of Delaware, that is. And then the state of Maryland sends our refund, which is like $250, to the state of Delaware to pay down the discrepancy.
Ridiculous. Well, Richard, I'm sorry that you're dealing with that, and it's a shame. It sounds like, you know what? I'm not surprised, though. I'm not surprised. I guess, you know, let me ask you before you go, Richard. Are you surprised that the state of Maryland doesn't have the money for tax refunds?
No, I think the state of Maryland is totally broke. All you got to do is drive on the roads.
That's a good point. Richard, thank you so much for calling in. Sorry that happened
Chris,
to you.
Can I say one other thing before you
Yeah,
go?
sure.
Just one other thing. This is something else that burns me. They went after Trump about the tariff. FedEx, you know, they get on the horn immediately and they want their money back. Right?
Yep.
But how about us with the trillions of dollars that has been taken, stolen, and here we are, we don't get our money back.
That is a great point there, Rich. I appreciate you. Great point, as always, from the audience here at WCBM. Definitely call in and let me know your thoughts. WCBM 680-410-922-6680. We'll talk more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is describing as garbage Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal. Many questions remain about Iran's demands as full details of Tehran's response have not been released. The president would like to suspend the federal gasoline tax, 18.4 cents per gallon. The move would require congressional approval. Today's national average for a gallon of regular is $4.50, that according to AAA. Two drivers are hospitalized. They're in critical condition. They were shot by a gunman who opened fire yesterday on a busy highway in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It ended when a state trooper and a civilian fired on the gunman. He's in the hospital in critical condition. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off the day lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Donovan Mitchell dropped 43 points, and the Cavaliers tied up their East second-round series with the top-seeded Pistons at two games apiece with a 112-103 victory. Mitchell tied an NBA playoff record with 39 points in the second half.
I've had performances where I've had, I don't know if I've had 39, but I've had big second halves, right? Like, I'm saying that, hey, like, it's halves. It's quarters, it's halves. And the fact that, you know, I can have a night like that and my teammates are right there for me, right? Like, that's the biggest thing.
Spurs star Victor Wembanyama won't face further discipline from the NBA for elbowing Minnesota's Naz Reid in Game 4 of the team's Western Conference semifinal series. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avalanche bounced back from a mid-series lull and beat the Wild 5-2 in Game 4 to take a 3-1 West second-round series lead. And Craig Morton, who became the first quarterback to start Super Bowls for two franchises, has died at 83. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. A new weather maker moves in on Wednesday. This will send us rain and storms starting in the afternoon and taking us through Wednesday night. Otherwise, a warmer day with highs in the mid 70s. Behind the rain, a little cooler on Thursday, we're back in the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk right here on WCBM.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, good morning, good morning. You know what, I'm not going to waste any time. We get right to the phone lines. In case you're just joining us, we're talking about Brooke Learman. Don't forget, these people need to be voted out of office, all right? Again, shout out to Sonia Dunn. I know she called me one day. I called her back, left a message, trying to get her on the show. We need a Republican to run hard against this comptroller. In case you're just joining us, we found out from Brooke that the state doesn't have the money for your tax refunds. So there's going to be a huge delay, yet they're still their main talking point is affordability. But they can't issue tax refunds. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, people, they buy a lot with their tax refunds, right? I mean, you really do. I have so many friends that get their refunds every year and then they end up with a new car. And I'm like, wait a minute, where did this come from? And they're like, oh, I got the refund. So, like, there's a lot to be said about the refunds and the timely manner. And then, of course, how that fuels the economy here in the state of Maryland. But I don't have to tell you any of this. You guys are smart. It's just the people that are in office that are Democrats that are having a hard time with this. I got Bob in Baltimore. Bob, what say you?
Oh, Kim, good morning. I'm glad you're fired up. I mean, somebody needs to be fired up nowadays because I'm half the time, you know, it's like everybody's dead. But anyhow, this Brooke Lehrman character, I understand, wasn't she a graduate of the Lehrman Center? Out in Minnesota?
Possibly.
I think, man, you know, she loved the sixth grade. They were the best 6 years of her life. That was another one of her things. But no, all kidding aside, we're never going to get any big hitters in this state. Let's be honest. No matter how much Governor Moore gets out there and tries to push his old puss on, you know, television all the time, it's run like some cheap carnival.
Oh,
it really
so
is
true.
Like a broken down old country fair somewhere. And, you know, it's just a mess. And it's just gotten worse. You can't, either what it is, it's always been a mess, but you can't hide it anymore.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think you're right, Bob. They can't hide it because, yes, and they talk about the structural deficit and how this has been going on for years. But now you're right. It is at a point where they just can't hide it. And as soon as Governor Wes Moore gets in office, he blows through the actual surplus left from the COVID relief funds. And so now we're in the situation where we can't even issue the refunds for taxpayers. You know,
that's pathetic. It's so pathetic. But now here's some good news. Some positive news.
Okay.
About our girlfriend, Miss Kathy Klausmeier.
Oh, right.
She actually did a positive thing. She passed a package of bills for animal rights.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm sure that affects so many taxpayers in the Baltimore County area.
Well, I'm just wondering, did they have to use a cattle prod to wake her up?
Oh, my God. I don't know, Bob. I don't know. Bob, as always, thank you for calling in.
Kim, honest to God, if I didn't laugh about some of this stuff sometimes, I'd be out in the street screaming.
Yeah, no, it will. It will send you that way. No, for sure. Bob, thank you so much.
Anyway,
hope you have a great week.
Take care. You're welcome.
Thank you. You, Bob, is our, you know what? We're going to call him our comedian because he does. He's pretty funny. But you know what? Spot on with this whole thing with Brooke Lehrman. Again, and I know some people, they look at DEI, like some people will say, oh, it's, you know, for the LGBTQ community or it's for black people. No. There were lots of women that were hired based on the fact that they were women. There are lots of women that were elected because they wanted to win with women, right? And now you have this comptroller, Brooke Lehrman. She can't obviously do basic accounting because why are we just finding out that the refunds are delayed? You're telling me you didn't know this even before April 15th that you were going to have an issue? Of course you knew about it. But yet, how many, you know what, now that I think about it, how many commercials, how many campaigns went out to remind people to pay their taxes online? How much did that cost? You ran those commercials on television and on radio. Is that where some of the refund money went? Let's get back to the phone lines. I got Stacy and Dundalk. Stacy, they can't get the tax refunds out. What say you on this one?
Well, I don't think I can do as good a job as Bob did on entertaining everyone. And, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about talking to all of Baltimore and probably Maryland and the rest of the East Coast. But I have the oddest situation. Our taxes were done this year by an accounting firm, as they always are. We happen to owe the state of Maryland just under $500. And I got my tax refund papers out, and I was just looking at them because you brought the subject up. And perhaps I shouldn't use the rest of my name. Perhaps I should not have even given you my correct name, because the money that we owe the state was listed to be deducted automatically from our checking account with our bank. We do all of our banking online, and the federal money that our tax refund filed by the same accounting fund has come in, like within 2 weeks. It was bang. It was in our checking account. The state has not taken the money we owe them. Please don't tell anyone my name.
I won't tell anybody your name or situation. So you have electronic funds transfer, and they haven't transferred it. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's
wow.
Sort of like a backwards refund. If they don't take the money, I still have it.
Yeah. Wow. You know what, Stacey? The incompetency level and all agencies across the state right now, for me, is at an all-time high. How do you feel about it? Do you have confidence in those running these agencies?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I grew up in Dundalk. Oh, shit. Pardon me. There I go, giving my location now. I've lived here all my life. I sorely wish I was younger. If we were 20 years younger, I tell my wife this all the time, we would move to another state, just leave Maryland. I'm so fed up with it. I'm sick to my stomach. I don't know what else to say. But thanks for bringing the subject up. It kind of perked something up in my head, said, oh, go look at the papers. I did. Yes, that's how much we owe. No, it hasn't been taken. And if they can't refund people, perhaps they should look at the money they're owed and go back and properly withdraw it.
No, great point there. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm sure there are a few people that are in the same spot that you are. Thank you so much for sharing. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. Yeah, no, look, just trust me. He's not the only one with this situation, right? It's just incompetency. Again, this goes back to the comptroller's office. And here she is on opening day, excited to be on the field, waving at everybody like she's doing a great job. You knew on opening day that we had this issue. You knew it then, Brooke. See, this is why people say, Kim, you're beating down on Brooke Learman. She's just a comptroller. Just a comptroller. We haven't even gotten to the point where we can even talk to her about the scathing audits. She won't even acknowledge them. You had $8.5 million in the state, right? Your taxes go out of the door with no oversight. They can't even tell you where it went. And now they're telling you that they don't have the money to give you back your refund? This isn't like some math error. That's not what she's saying. It's not like you did anything wrong on your end. They're saying they don't have the money. Go back to the phone lines here. I got our friend Terrell at Oaks Mills. Terrell, we're going to keep it short. I got a lot of people that stopped listening to the show when you got on, so go ahead and give us your point.
Oh, okay. Well, Kim, you don't want me to call anymore?
No, you can call. I'm fine with it, but not everybody's fine with it.
Okay.
The majority has spoken.
I don't have to call. I mean, but anyway, you're talking about taxes and this, done the other, and your taxes, and that guy brought up tariffs, okay? Now, here it is. About the tariffs, Donald Trump said that we had $200 billion of tariff refund money back, right? I just want to say, all right? Did he say that, Kim?
Terrell, get to your point. We just talked about this.
Okay, so now he's saying that we only have $166 billion. So I want to know where that other $40 billion go, okay?
That's a great question. Yep.
Here's another one, Kim. I paid $214 in state taxes this year, okay? The AARP did my tax preparation, okay? I mailed off my state taxes to the state, to the comptroller's office, okay? They when I mailed it in, they didn't get it for about 20 days, okay? Then after they get it, they have to wait until the check clears. So, I mean, after all that, it took about 20 days for the actual check to clear. Okay, that's after they received it, and then after they cashed it. So, you know, and I was fine with that. It was no big thing. You know, and then on top of that, in 2016, when Donald Trump came in office, I never did have to pay a state tax because I paid $600. I mean, I'm sorry, $100 a month from my pension to pay my state taxes. And at the end of the year, you know, I was I didn't have to pay any state taxes.
Okay? Are you blaming Trump for state taxes?
No. But what I'm saying to you, Kim, is in my first year of tax preparation under Donald Trump, I owed the state.
What the hell does that have to do with Donald Trump?
When Obama was in there, I didn't owe the state anything.
What are you talking about, Terrell? What does it have to do with Trump? And what are you talking about?
Kim, you always try to make me sound like a fool. What are you talking
about? I don't do that. You do that successfully on your own every single time, Terrell. We're talking about state taxes, all right? We've got state issues for sure. And you're telling your story about the 20 days that it took. That sounds reasonable. That actually doesn't sound bad at all. But the problem is you've got people that are still waiting for their refunds.
I was just telling you the comparison between Obama and Trump with state taxes. Okay, that's all I was trying to tell
you. But what about the federal taxes, Ed, if you want to talk about Obama and Trump?
Okay, with the federal under Obama, I received all of my federal back. Okay? And I was getting $3,000 tax because I was paying a lot in taxes.
Well, I will tell you, Terrell, and I don't know who your accountant is. I know you said you use AARP, and I'm sure they do a great job. But what I will say is you've got many people that are middle class and below that are receiving refunds because of the differences with their federal taxes and the tax cuts put through by President Trump. So if you're not receiving that, I want you to take a moment to call your accountant and figure out why that is. All right? I hope you have a great week. But many people, and they've called the show, we've even had those detractors that have called the show that said that they received more in a refund when President Trump or even a Republican in general is in office. Because even though they say, oh, the billionaire tax cut, this, that, and the third, you're most likely, if you are receiving a refund and with federal taxes, you are most likely getting more back this year than you did last year. All right. So anyways, I just wanted to just point out, because we'll move on from this, but I wanted to point out that Brooke Learman is up for re-election. You do have an opponent on the ballot, Sonia Dunn. All right. Now, I did hear that Sonia Dunn was at the MDGOP convention. So she's getting out there. I would love to speak to her. If anybody knows her, I would love to have her on the show. It doesn't take much to make sure that we schedule an interview. It's a simple text message. You tell me what day you're available and what time during the show. I don't know why. Some people make it a little more complicated than it needs to be. Okay? It's a simple text. It's a big, big boom. Done. All right? Because we need to hear from these candidates. Brooke Learman is a terrible comptroller, and it is so sad because even though he's a Democrat, Peter Francho, so much better. So much better. And now you're in a situation where you've got people that can barely afford to put gas in their car, and then now they're looking at a situation where they were betting on that refund, and now it's delayed, and they can't even tell people when it's going to be in. They said they think it's delayed 30 days. They think it might be delayed 60 days. They think, for in some cases, it might be delayed 90 days. They just don't know because of budget constraints. Why? Because you got people in Annapolis, the litwits, the knuckleheads, that continue to spend money, and yet they don't keep you in mind. It's a shame. All right, we get back from, we get back from the break. I will go through some of your text messages. I know a lot of people weighing in. This is really, it's so upsetting. It really, truly is. I hear all the time from whether it's Councilwoman Odette Ramos and friends, you know, they're always talking about, oh, we got to pay legal fees for the illegal immigrants and they're being targeted by ICE. You've got money for that? And you can't even issue tax refunds? The state attorney general's office, Anthony Brown, you got money for that? You got money for illegal immigrants? It's upsetting, to say the least. All right. I did want to talk a little bit about Branson Adore. Obviously, 27-year-old tragically died. They found his body in the Baltimore Inner Harbor. You know what? Real quick, remember there was a notice that came out that there was a body found in the Inner Harbor on Friday. I haven't seen anything else about that. I'm going to do some digging on that one. But just so you guys know, there was supposedly another body that was pulled from the harbor. I'll look into it. Anyways, Branson O'Dory, you had his family looking, obviously, up and down, you know, whether it's, you know, the harbor area. They were all over Baltimore City putting up posters. The 27-year-old was seen on a camera outside of a bar in Fells Point. You could tell that he was intoxicated on that camera. We were told by authorities that he was driving, riding a scooter, I should say, you know, around the Baltimore Harbor area. We didn't really see any more video after that. But some people are telling me, and this is, again, just kind of like rumors from, you know, people weighing in and sending over texts and emails. But they're saying that there should be some other video footage that can be released. I guess, you know, whether or not the family wants to do so, I guess we'll see. But some people are saying that they believe that he was driving really fast and erratic on the scooter, and that was caught on camera. I am not certain. Well, anyways, the medical examiner did find that he had blunt force trauma, which may be consistent with falling off of a scooter, right? I'm not trying to start any conspiracy theories. I'm just, you know, asking a couple questions here, which could be consistent with falling off a scooter, you know, but it also could be consistent with being punched, you know, while being robbed, which we see happen in the Inner Harbor area all the time. Okay. I don't think that's unreasonable to ask that question. Now, I will say that, you know, we found out that they found his body on April 14th, if you recall, right? So this is like a month ago. And then we found out at that time, according to Channel 11's reporters, because I had to go back and check it yesterday, we were told at the time that his autopsy was being done the very next day on April 15th. And so here we are, May 12th, right? I guess we got the results on May 11th. From the medical examiner saying that there was blunt force trauma. I'm not saying that, you know, they were just sitting on these results. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, that's a significant amount of time when a lot of people wanted to know at that point whether or not, you know, he fell into the water or if there was foul play. So, basically, we didn't find out till a whole month later. Okay. So, of course, if you go to the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, that's at WCBM.com, also at the app, or on the app, I should say, as well. I wanted to ask you, should Baltimore add fencing around the Inner Harbor to prevent accidents? Yes or no? Should Baltimore add fencing around the Inner Harbor to prevent accidents? I want to get your vote on that one. Obviously, this is a question that many people have asked over time. But also, in case you missed it, on Mother's Day, a young boy also fell into the harbor. And luckily, there was a hero not too far away that was able to rescue that young boy. So that just happened on Sunday. Okay, so there's been a lot of accidents as of late. At the Baltimore Inner Harbor, again, the poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Baltimore add fencing around the Inner Harbor to prevent accidents? We'll talk more about that at 11 o'clock, so go ahead and take that poll. Real quick, as I've been telling you guys about my friends at Yorktown Social, I have found a new favorite hangout, and it is the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social off Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I've had the chance to eat there myself, as I've told you. The tapas style small plates are just out of this world. I'm talking pineapple shrimp ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and honestly, the crab cake balls might be the best in town. And if you follow me on social media, you see that I get that every single time, and I even post pictures for you. So whether you're grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, this place has it all under one roof. It is truly amazing. Don't be surprised if you see me there along with Olivia. Bring your friends and your family and experience it for yourself. Go to yorktownsocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your new favorite hangout spot, just like it's mine.
And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It's going to be the most important midterm in our lifetime. And I'm not asking much of everybody that's listening to this program, except the only thing I want you to do in your heart, your mind, and your soul now is to commit that you are going to vote, because there is too much at stake here. You let Democrats ever have full power, and we know what's going to happen. We know that they would pack the courts. We know that they would make Puerto Rico a state. We know that they'd make D.C. a state. We know that they would make illegals, make them permanent citizens. We know that Joe will open the borders again, or whoever that next person is. We know they want open borders, sanctuary policies. We know they want defund, dismantle. We know they want higher taxes pretty much on everyone, even though they say it's for the rich. It's basically anyone that pays taxes.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
$6,000 an ounce. Some experts are predicting this for gold in 2026. That means this year we have all watched gold climb higher and higher over the last few years. A lot of people are asking, okay, what's next? Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but here you go. With the Iran war, rising gas prices, the economic uncertainty, experts are seeing gold prices marching past $6,000 an ounce. JP Morgan is claiming $6,300, and banks don't usually make predictions like that. That might be telling you something. Here's what I want you to do. Reach out to my partners at Gold Co. They will send you for free their gold and silver guide. They'll show you what you need to know, and then you'll see if you qualify for an extra 10% in bonus gold or silver just for getting started. It's a great deal. Gold Co., I'm a customer. They're a great partner of the show. Give them a call, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. The comptroller's office can't seem to issue tax refunds. Some people might have received their refunds. I wonder how they figured that out, right? Was it first come, first serve? Was it first come, first serve on the tax refunds? Oh, my gosh. If you're just joining us, oh, there's a delay. There's a delay if you're used to receiving your refund here in the state of Maryland. Apparently, according to the comptroller, some of you might not receive it for another 30, 60, or even 90 days. They don't actually know. They're just saying that because of budget constraints here in the state of Maryland, that some people are not going to receive their tax refunds in a timely manner. All right, I'm going to go to the text messages here because you guys text in. I appreciate you 100%. Hi, Kim. This is coming in from Mary. She says, has Terrell ever called to talk to you without mentioning President Trump in every sentence? He has to overcome this TDS. Have a great day. I love listening every single day. Mary, thank you for listening to the show. And no, he likes to tie everything into Trump. You know, the TDS, it really is bad. It really, truly is bad. And look, that's why we see, unfortunately, so many threats against Trump and the administration's lives. I mean, they have taken this to another level, right? Trump lives rent-free in some of their heads. And even when Trump is out of office, right, come 2028, Trump's not going to run for office again. He's done. He's done. They will still talk about this man. You best believe they're going to be talking about President Trump for at least another 10 years. They can't get over him. Ah, man. Again, text here, registered Democrat, here's your refund, registered Republican, it'll take at least 6 weeks. Yeah, texter, that could be too. Let's see, Daniel says, Kim, I had to punch my power button yet again. How could you let that fool be on the show? Okay, guys, I understand that you don't like Terrell. Here's the thing, and I'll say it again. You know, I'm all about free speech, right? Everybody has a right to call it. Everybody has the right to give us their opinion. I am not going to sit here and try to, you know, basically process each call and say, all right, well, this person's that person. I'm going to try to keep some of the callers to a minimum. I did ask Terrell to keep it short, but I'm not going to sit here and police the phone calls. All right. Everybody should have a chance to be heard. And that's how I feel about it. All right. Austin Ken in the text line says, Kim, with a governor that is this dumb, what can you expect from the people that work for him? We need to march to the Capitol to show force. Yeah, Ken, a lot of people are talking about whether or not there should be another protest at the governor's mansion. I don't know. I don't think that he even cares. And let's be honest, how often is he even home? Right. I mean, usually we'll see Governor Moore and he's on the road. He's like some new band. He's on tour. All right. So much more coming up next. Stay right there. We'll continue talking about this and so many other local topics.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop. Shoot. Improve.
Lorien Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump describes as garbage Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal.
It was just unacceptable.
So where do we go from here?
You know, a lot of people said, well, does he have a plan? Yeah, of course they do. I have the best plan ever. I mean, Iran has been defeated militarily, totally. They have a little left. They probably built up during this period of time. We'll knock that out in about a day.
Many questions remain about Iran's demands. Outwardly, Tehran remains defiant.
The exact details of the proposal have not been made public, but Iranian state media had earlier reported that they included the U.S. paying war reparations to Iran and recognizing its sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. Posting in English on social media, Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mohammed Baghir Ghalibaf, said that the U.S. had no alternative but to accept the 14-point proposal. He said the longer the U.S. dragged its feet, the more American taxpayers would pay for it. Both sides are digging in.
The BBC's Caroline Davis. Inflation heated up last month, hitting a three-year high as consumer prices rose 3.8% compared to a year ago. That, according to the Consumer Price Index, cost of energy, major contributor to the price spike. President Trump wants to suspend the federal gasoline tax of 18.4 cents per gallon. The move would require congressional approval. Today's national average for a gallon of regular, $4.50. It's down 2 cents from yesterday, according to AAA. Two drivers hospitalized in critical condition. They were shot by a gunman who opened fire yesterday on a busy highway in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It ended when a state trooper and a civilian fired on the gunman. He's hospitalized in critical condition. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow down 337 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 10:03 on WCBM. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. Governor Wes Moore is calling on the regional power grid operator, PJM Interconnection, to take action to lower energy bills for Maryland families. Speaking at PJM's annual conference in Baltimore, Moore said that current system is not working and costs are being passed on to consumers. The governor stressed that large data centers should pay their fair share to reduce the burden on taxpayers. An Ocean City woman facing multiple charges after she allegedly stabbed two people in Berlin overnight Monday. Maria Gifrida is accused of entering a home on Majestic Prince Lane, stabbing the victims who were asleep in bed. A woman who was stabbed ran out of the home and told police the suspect was still inside with the second victim. Police ordered Jafrida out of the home and detained her. The man who was stabbed was flown to shock trauma in Baltimore. Jafrida is held without bond. Members of Washington County Indivisible and Hagerstown Rapid Response hold another protest against a proposed ICE facility in Williamsport today. Both organizations have been holding demonstrations since the county approved a deal that would convert a warehouse into an ICE facility. Any action regarding the proposed facility is currently on hold due to legal challenges over the environmental impact and lack of public input in the process. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinnie Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinnie Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinnie right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinnie's hundreds of five-star reviews at VinnieSteele.com. That's VinnieSteele.com.
Laurel Park is counting down to the biggest horse race it's ever hosted. The 151st running of the Preakness Stakes is being held there on Saturday. Pimlico Racecourse is undergoing a complete makeover, so Laurel Park is getting a chance to shine in the national spotlight. Attendance is capped at 4,800 because much of the track's infield is taken up by a pond, so most locals will be watching from home this year. Coming up, it's a check of the weather.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Now here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pleasant day coming up, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 47 in Westminster, 52 in Easton. Julie Ryder, WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. If you're just joining us, I was yelling at Freeman because we found out from the Maryland comptroller, Miss DEI herself, Rook Learman. She said because of budget constraints, they don't have enough money to pay back some of the tax refunds on time. There's a delay. Now, of course, we were trying to guess who'd be delayed here. Brian, the producer, thinks it might be Republicans. I said, you know, it's probably first come, first serve, I guess. I don't They're gonna treat it like a Thanksgiving kitchen, like, you know what I mean? It's like first come, first serve. That's who gets the turkey. All right. I don't want any lip. We're gonna get back to the text message here on that in just a second because it's not really funny. Also, I'm gonna get to the phone lines. I just wanted to update you because I said, excuse me. I said before the break that I would check this out. Because on Friday, I did receive notification that a man's body was pulled from the inner harbor on Friday morning. And yes, I thought, you know what, because I was thinking, was I seeing things? No, a man's body was pulled from the inner harbor early Friday morning. According to the Baltimore City Police Department, on May 8th, around 3:40 a.m., the body of a dead man was pulled from the water in the 600 block of East Pratt Street near Pier 4. I thought I saw something. Authorities said that there was no physical signs of injury or trauma on the victim, but the medical examiner will find out. So again, there was a body pulled on Friday. And it didn't really make a ton of news. And again, just so you know, the question of the day today is up. And it's at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I really just want to know if you think that we should put fencing up at the Baltimore Inner Harbor. I just can't imagine it's going to cost a ton of money, but I don't know. I don't know, you know, what kind of yardage that would be. And you would have to go all the way around. Ooh, I don't know how much that would cost. According to Baltimore City, I don't know if you guys saw this, but because of the snow removal and the blow dryers that Mayor Scott was using, apparently they spent a ton of money on snow removal. And it's hard to believe because, remember, you still had all that snow piled up at that Old Town Mall. Remember, there was a story in Rebecca Pryor at Fox 45. She went out there, and the pile behind her, it looked like a giant mound of trash. It was disgusting. And yet it was the snow piled up there with the trash. Ugh. Well, anyways, that cost taxpayers a lot of money here in the city of Baltimore and across the state of Maryland, apparently. But don't worry. Look, I will say many states are faced with the same issue. I did look up a couple of the states above us. Massachusetts spent a ton of money. New York spent a ton of money. So this is something that you see. But this is why you have to have great people that are executives and good stewards of money, right? Because, you know, you have the surplus in place, Governor Moore and friends, because when you have issues like this, right, when you have this ice storm that's going to cost $80 million to remove the ice and the snow from the streets so that your residents can get out and go to work, you know, that's how you prepare for situations like that. That's why you have the surplus on hand. But of course, we don't have that. Because Governor Moore got in office and thought, I'm just going to, you know, make it rain everywhere. All right, we'll go back to the phone lines here because I do want to get some of your opinions on the tax refunds being delayed. Got my friend Romaine in Baltimore. Good morning, Romaine. How are you?
Hi, Cam. I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's a shame about the tax refund. I'm glad I filed early. I filed in February. I got both mines back.
Oh, thank goodness.
Like a week later after I filed.
So it is first come, first serve.
I guess so. Yeah. But almost they know they need to stop taking taxes out of their checks.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. And Romaine, you know, on top of this, they're still paying for legal counsel for these illegal immigrants.
Right. That's why they don't have no money.
Yeah, I mean, but this is, I just hope, let me just ask you this. Do you think voters will finally wake up this year?
I sure hope they wake up because they know Westmore ain't nothing but a snake in the grass rat bum. He don't care nothing about us or Maryland as a whole.
He really doesn't.
He stole all the surplus money, don't have nothing to show for it, raising taxes on everything. Now he want to replenish it off the backs of poor people.
Yep.
He'd be ashamed of his ugly self.
Yeah. Romaine, I'm right there with you.
There ain't no need for them to go protesting in Annapolis because, like you said, he's not going to be there and he don't care. All you got to do is vote him out.
Exactly. That's exactly
vote
what you got to do. Yeah. Romaine, thank you so much. Hope you have a great week. Thank you for calling in.
You too.
Thank you. I mean, and so there you have it. So she filed early and she did receive her refund. You know what? And that, I guess that is what's happening. First come, first serve. Which is a shame because I would think that those are filing later are people that are having a hard time financially, you know, anyway, right? Because if you're even using like one of those tax refund programs or you're getting with an accountant, of course, they have fees that they're taking as well. If you are filing later, some of those individuals might have had to file later because of their financial situation. Again, this is a very heartbreaking story. If we weren't spending so much money on illegal immigrants, I guess I would have a smidgen of a heart on this situation. But they're receiving free food, free housing, free legal counsel, free transportation in some cases, free education. They're sending our kids to public schools, and we're paying the freight. They're not paying property taxes. See, this is why this whole sanctuary state thing is really, I hate to say this, but I wish President Trump would say no federal funding for Maryland until they stop this nonsense. I really wish he would say it. I wish he would just pull the plug. You got to rip off the Band-Aid because otherwise they're going to continue to do this. They're going to continue to put illegal immigrants above American citizens in the state of Maryland. You know they're going to continue to do it. We'll go back to phone lines. I got Gino in Bel Air. Gino, tax refunds might be coming out, might not.
I guess I should have said this is Gino from Forest Hill, so you know me from all my texts.
Oh, yes. Hey, Gino.
I filed both federal and state the first week of February. I got my federal back in 1 week. I still haven't gotten my state back. And what happened was they switched one of the numbers in my bank account number, and, of course, it went to somebody else's bank account. I referenced it at the bank at PNC, and they said that bank account number that it was actually sent to it, if they sent it at all, was a non-existent number. And so I've been calling every other day, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And now listening to your show this morning, I'm beginning to wonder if they did that on purpose.
Yeah, I would. You know what? I wouldn't put it past them. So wait a minute. So they're saying it's not a working number, but they still routed the money to it anyway?
Well, they send it whoever sent the money to my bank made a mistake in the bank account number. There was supposed to be a 3-5, and they sent it to a 5-5. And when we researched it at the bank, that bank account number doesn't even exist. It doesn't even belong to anybody. So the bank officer said they probably sent the money. It hit a non-existent number, and the money bounced back to the state, and now it's up to me. Oh, they wouldn't even talk to my tax preparer. Now it's up to me to straighten it out.
Ridiculous. And they should have just did it right then and there.
Like you, I'm beginning to wonder now if they did that on purpose.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them, Gino. I mean, really. Because they should have done it right then and there. As soon as they saw the numbers weren't correct, they should have just rerouted it at that moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeez. Oh, man.
I guess I'll get it sooner or later.
All right, Gino from Bel Air and Forest Hills. Thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great week.
All right, girl, I will. See
you. Thank you. That's ridiculous. So he filed early like Romaine, and it sounds like he would have gotten it back, but then they said, oh, no, we transposed the numbers. Oh, no. Wait a minute, Gino. No, wait, no. You know, I'm going to go back to the text line. Because, you know, people say, Kim, sometimes you take it a little too far. I don't think I take it too far. Brian, the producer, am I taking it too far? I'm not taking it too far, am I? My mom even says that sometimes. I don't think so. I'm a middle child. Listen to my mother. No, I'm a middle child, all right? We take it as far as it needs to go, okay? That's what we have to do. When you're in the middle like that, you got to just keep on pushing. All right, I got some other text messages here. I want to read. Dale says, Kim, did you just say you know like I know? That's hilarious. Oh, I didn't say it the right way. Dale, thank you so much. I didn't say it the right way. You know like I know. You got to say it like Mayor Brandon Scott. I got Jeff in the text line. He says, wow, if you keep talking about doing basic math as a requirement for being comptroller, you're going to be accused. You're going to be accused of using an Asian accent. Oh, Jeff. You know, here's the thing. And I hope that Sonia Dunn, the Republican candidate in the comptroller's race, I hope that she's successful, because I don't think Brooke Learman was ever up to the job. I really didn't. Because if you run on a platform of reimagining the comptroller's office, the first thing you said to me was, we're going to do this differently because the job at hand doesn't sound like something I want to do. And she has shown that on every level. Again, go to Brooke Learman's social media pages. Go check out her Facebook page right now. She's an activist. She's not a comptroller. She hardly talks about money in the state at all. Ugh, it's so disappointing. I've got Scott in Ellicott City. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning.
So here's my story. I mailed them. I didn't go online and do it, but I sent my tax returns out on February 6th. State came back, refund came back, maybe 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, between 2 and 3 weeks. Still waiting for the feds. But here's the funny thing. I put trackers on this, which I do every year. And normally when you have a refund, you address the federal tax return refund to Kansas City. Well, I tracked it. A week later, it ended up in Seattle. I'm like, what's it doing in Seattle? 3 or 4 days or so, maybe not quite another week, it ended up in Kansas City. Of course, you know it goes to a post office box. How long does it take for someone to come pick up the mail from the post office box? So when does it actually get into, you know, the production? So anyway, February 6th, this is May 12th, so 10 weeks, 12 weeks, you know, that's, I'm still waiting for it. And it'll show up. I check my direct deposit right into my savings account. I check it every couple of days. I'll know when it hits, but I'm still waiting for the Fed, so I have no idea why it went to Seattle. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, no, that is crazy. Maybe there's just incompetency all around when it comes to our money. Maybe that's the problem, Scott, is that, because we were told they hired how many more IRS agents? We were told this was handled. Well, I'm sorry that you're still waiting. Hopefully you'll get it soon.
IRS agents, they weren't to help us get our money. They were out to investigate conservatives.
Yeah, but they missed the money being defrauded in Minnesota. Isn't that interesting? They missed that. Nick Shirley, a kid, 23-year-old kid, found that out, but they missed that one. Scott, thank you so much for calling in. Incompetency all around. Thank you, Scott. Hope you have a great week.
Do.
Thank you. Look, this is, they will take your money immediately, right? They take your money right out of your paycheck. They have no problems taking your money out of their paycheck. When it comes to the refunds, there are issues. You can't make this stuff up. I got Rob in Middle River. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Well, I'm kind of like burning up when I'm hearing you talk about this nonsense. I'm lucky I got my refund and I got it early. But I just want to say, isn't there anyone? I'll give you an example, if I can say his name, Nino, or someone like Nino who has an in to the Trump administration, and they can get those guys over here and do a big time audit. I mean, we really need DOGE or some independent agency to do an in-depth, I mean, forensic audit of where this money is going in this state. What's the probability?
Well, I don't know how connected Nino is to the Trump administration. I hear what you're saying, though. There's got to be some people in the state that are able to do so. I just don't know if this would even make it on the list. You know how the federal government, and I can even say the administration, they don't really, you know, take a look into Maryland just too much because they look at it as another blue state that cannot be won by the Republican Party. And that's the unfortunate part. And that's a bone that I have to pick with the Republican Party in general, Rob.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. They don't. You know, we're actually insignificant when you compare it to a place like California.
Yeah.
But I'm just hoping that he has some sympathy for us and realize how bad things are in this state. I mean, we are part of the United States of America. That's how I'm looking at it.
Right.
And
yeah.
They do collect federal taxes from us. So that's the flip side of the coin too, you know.
Yeah, no, great points. I'm right there with you, Rob. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
You too, dear.
Thank you. Look, you know what? The more and more Wes Moore gets out there and he's, you know, looking like he's running for the Oval Office, the more and more I think they'll put a little bit of a spotlight here. But that is the unfortunate part about the Republican Party on the national level. Yes, they don't look at Maryland as a state that they need to flip, right? This isn't a state that they need to make a swing state. They don't really need the votes here. It's a vote blue no matter who, and we've got some of the craziest leftist policies coming out of our state all of the time. We're like the California of the East Coast. So yeah, the Republican Party does kind of just, you know, I'm not going to say they don't care about us at all, but they don't really care about us at all, you know. That's what it comes down to. But Rob, great point. Real quick, Todd from Street, he says, hey Kim, we don't have the money for tax returns, but we provide Medicaid for illegals. Yeah, Todd, that one will get you every single time. Every single time. All right, we'll wrap up this conversation when we get back, because we have a lot to talk about, you guys. Real quick, if you're looking to upgrade your home, then you've got to visit our friends at Town Appliance at Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in and I see my friends Mayer, they make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. So if you're watching all those DIY videos on Facebook like I do, go down to Town Appliance and talk to them because they also have flexible financing options, all right? You can turn those dream appliances into reality. They're open Sunday through Friday at Owings Mills. Check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy.
Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorianAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Tuesday on the show, Rand Paul says a whistleblower's revelation about the COVID cover-up is coming, and the American people want Tony Fauci behind bars. Can I get an amen? Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're going to wrap up this conversation here in regards to the tax refunds. Of course, we'll talk about this, I'm sure, later in the week. But if you're just joining us, Brooke Learman, the comptroller, says that there is a delay on some of the tax refunds going out in the state of Maryland because of budget constraints. They just don't have the money. Not sure how that happened. And at 11 o'clock, we'll speak to Delegate Brian Chisholm about a couple of different things. The Maryland House Freedom Caucus did release a statement on this issue. So we'll talk to the delegate about it coming up at 11 o'clock. I've got Jeff in Northeast Baltimore. Jeff, what say you on this?
Yes, hello. Good morning. I've been listening, and I just wanted to say I filed back in February. I did get both the returns within a couple of weeks. I guess I'm very lucky. But I will say this. I think the postal system is somewhere should be looked at in this too, because before I filed my taxes, I had to go to two banking financial institutions and get copies of the W-2 statements that you need for taxes. They were never delivered to me to this date. Now I'm calling in now because I'm waiting for another banking statement to come, which I should have received a week ago, a three-month quarterly statement with some money involvement. That hasn't been delivered yet.
Oh, wow.
My mail, when it has numbers in it, sometimes the mail is ripped open half the way. Gift cards disappear. It's just consistent for the past 5 years or more, and I'm sure other people in this neighborhood. I'm not going to mention the post office, but it is located at Bel Air Road and Kenwood Avenue. I will be visiting them soon because I'm going to go to the institution today and say, hey, can I get a copy of my quarterly statement? Because it's been 2 weeks or more, I haven't received it. So something's not right with this.
Right,
you know?
Wow. Well, Jeff, thank you for sharing. And there are a lot of people that have been complaining about the post office during the tax season, also during election season. So I wouldn't be shocked if they are also complicit in this. Jeff, thank you so much for sharing.
Could I say one?
Yeah, oh, go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt you. Could I say one more thing real quick?
Sure.
I get mail from other people that should go to other people in my neighborhood. I live a few blocks away from that post office, so that means that my mail somewhere goes to somebody else. Now, I've called and asked the post office. They laugh. I say, excuse me, when you take a resume for a job applicant, are they required to read? Their answer is they laugh. Another one is, I don't really know. I'm not accusing anybody or making fun of them if they can't read right or if they're in a hurry, but it's just, it's pretty much a mess. Sometimes the mail don't even come till 11, 10, 11 o'clock at night now. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sounds crazy, Jeff. I would like to see your mail carrier possibly tested for marijuana as well. Because this sounds really bad. And if they're laughing when you call over there, this is a problem.
Well, that's what I mean. You go to talk to supervision. I'm an old guy. You used to be able to get people. We asked for a supervisor. They would try to help you. Now it's like a joke.
Wow.
I don't really know, sir. And I'm like, see you later.
Wow.
But
well,
thank
Jeff,
you.
Thank you so much. I'm sure somebody's listening out there. Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate you. Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. See, I'm blessed because I have Middle River Post Office. Shout out to everybody over there. Mike, everybody over there. They're great. Loretta used to be there. I think Loretta is retired now. Shelly. I have a great post office. Don't go over there either. Try to, you know, make it all crowded. I don't need that headache. I got to read this text to you guys before we move on because this is huge. Joe from Baltimore. Joe from B-more. He says, morning, Kim. Maryland Comptroller is the worst organization in Maryland. The system they use is outdated and difficult to navigate, even for me. They also charge a ridiculous amount to call it a payment. They're almost robbing people. Get rid of Brooke and update the damn system. Joe from B-more. Whoa! Joe! Yes! Joe, I appreciate you. I knew this day would come. I knew it would only take 3 or so years. I knew this day would come. But Joe, you're absolutely correct. And look, at this point in time, I don't care if you're a Democrat, independent, whatever. You have to admit, Brooke Learman is terrible. Joe just admitted it. Brooke is terrible. And you know what? If you put another Democrat, if it's Peter Francho, I don't care. This specific person in the comptroller's office can't get the job done. You need somebody new. All right, coming up next, so much more. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says the Iran ceasefire is on life support after Tehran's counterproposal to a U.S. peace plan fell far short. The U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains in place. The president says his bottom line is unchanged. Iran must never have a nuclear weapon. A senior Trump administration official says Israel is helping the UAE defend itself against Iranian attack, sending Iron Dome missile defense systems and personnel to its Middle East neighbor. President Trump is departing Washington on a state visit to China. Beijing, a key Iranian ally, also buys a lot of oil from the Islamic Republic. On Wall Street, the Dow down 338 points, while the NASDAQ is off 167, the S&P trading 36 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Donovan Mitchell dropped 43 points, and the Cavaliers tied up their East second-round series with the top-seeded Pistons at 2 games apiece with a 112-103 victory. Mitchell tied an NBA playoff record with 39 points in the second half.
I've had performances where I've had, I don't know if I've had 39, but I've had big second halves, right? Like, I'm saying that, hey, like, it's halves. It's quarters, it's halves. And the fact that, you know, I can have a night like that and my teammates are right there for me, right? Like, that's the biggest thing.
Spurs star Victor Wembanyama won't face further discipline from the NBA for elbowing Minnesota's Naz Reid in Game 4 of the team's Western Conference semifinal series. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avalanche bounced back from a mid-series lull and beat the Wild 5-2 in Game 4 to take a 3-1 West second-round series lead. And Craig Morton, who became the first quarterback to start Super Bowls for two franchises, has died at 83. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. A new weather maker moves in on Wednesday. This will send us rain and storms starting in the afternoon and taking us through Wednesday night. Otherwise, a warmer day with highs in the mid-70s. Behind the rain, a little cooler on Thursday. We're back in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition. Better eggs.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Man, that was a spirited conversation, wasn't it? And don't forget, if you ever miss any of the shows here on WCBM, you can also find them archived on WCBM.com and then also where we are on any podcast platform like Apple, Spotify, TuneIn. They keep the shows there as well. So you can always listen to the show later on, or if you want to share it with a friend, you can do so. I did want to get into a couple of these other stories here because I think they're very important. Also very local news. But again, shout out to Joe and B-More. It's like, look, we all agree Brooke Learman needs to be voted out. And I need Sonia Dunn. This is your chance to step forward and be the next comptroller. You know what? I wonder, what are the qualifications to be the comptroller? Wait a minute. You don't even need to be a certified public accountant for that. You know what? I'll look at it after the break. Because even if Sonia Dunn is unsuccessful, I mean, I'm not going to give up on this. We got to make sure we have somebody competent in the comptroller's office at some point in time. All right, I'll take a look at that real quick. Terrifying stories out of Baltimore City. One, a home intruder in the Bolton Hill area. And when you hear this story, you might have heard it already. I mean, this story, actually, I have to be honest with you. I double-checked the locks on all my doors last night before I went to bed because I worked on this story, you know, posting it here on my show plan. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just make sure all the doors are locked. I want to make sure the windows are locked. I just, you know, get up and do it one more time. This is a scary story. Take a listen.
Tonight, police are investigating a terrifying home invasion in Baltimore's Bolton Hill neighborhood.
Rachel Cooper saying she woke up to a stranger standing over her bed in the middle of the night. As Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor reports, the victim managing to fight off the perpetrator using a decorative knife hanging on her wall. Rebecca.
Maxine and Kai, yeah, Rachel Cooper obviously waking up overnight to a real-life nightmare. Thankfully, she managed to get out of this situation and wasn't physically harmed. But tonight, we are learning that her home might not have been the only one hit, as the suspect remains on the run.
A desperate scream piercing through Bolton Hill. Home surveillance video capturing the suspect sprinting from Rachel Cooper's home early Friday morning. Taking to social media to alert her neighbors, Cooper saying around 3 a.m. she woke up to a stranger standing over her bed. According to Cooper, the man becoming sexually aggressive, threatening her and trying to stop her from reaching her phone. But Cooper says she fought back, punching him, then grabbing a decorative knife hanging on her wall to chase him off, sending him fleeing out the front door and onto the 1600 block of Bolton Street.
But definitely, I am impressed and also encourage everyone to kind of take care of themselves in that way.
Area resident Michael Westrate saying neighbors remaining on high alert as investigators continue to search for a suspect.
Very invasive, scary, not something that should happen.
But now, Fox 45 learning the same suspect on the same night may have attempted another break-in just blocks away at the Beethoven Apartments. The property manager telling Fox 45 that a man matching the suspect's description allegedly trying to force his way into a first-floor apartment window. But when he started pulling off at a metal security gate, the noise reportedly scaring him off before he could get inside.
Surprised, but also we live in the city and you just have to be aware, and it's really about looking out for your neighbors and knowing that things happen.
For now, Baltimore police telling me that they are still working to learn if these cases are connected or targeted. Rebecca Pryor, Fox 45 News.
How terrifying is that? My heart goes out to this woman, Rachel. That is a very traumatic experience. Waking up in the middle of the night, some guy standing over you as you're sleeping in your bed. You end up having to grab a decorative piece off of your wall because it's a knife. She's punching him, fighting him, gets him to get out of the front door. She's screaming through the neighborhood. Think about this. This is in Bolton Hill. Rachel, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. Now, this person is still at large, by the way. So to all those listening, please be aware. But guess what? The gentleman that Rebecca Pryor interviewed there, he really made me mad. Okay? Because he says this thing that the brainwashed individuals in Baltimore City say all the time. We live in the city and we have to be aware. That is the most ridiculous argument of all time. Just because you're in the city, you don't have to be aware of people like this standing on top of you over your bed at night. The lawlessness continues in Baltimore City because they allow it. Do you think you have this happening in some of these other cities or even other towns? No! Why are they like this? What is up with this abusive type personality? I don't get it. You can have a safe city. It is possible. Because what? Because you're in Baltimore? You expect this to happen? Do you hear yourself? If they would just enforce the laws, you would have less people like this on the streets. Again, my heart goes out to Rachel, but you know what also made me think about? And of course, I saw the headline pop up. The Peeping Toms. The Peeping Toms at Towson University. And wouldn't you know it, they do have a suspect in custody. But this is just one of many guys that decided to stand outside of these college girls' windows at this apartment complex. This is happening way too often, and I still agree with the young lady that did the interview with Fox 45. I still agree with her. I believe the video that was initially taken of her and her roommates, I believe it is online somewhere, and I believe her address is also with it. And I believe that's why you've got multiple different men showing up at that very window trying to get a peek. I do believe it. But guess what? We're down officers. We don't seem to take public safety, you know, serious around here. Do I have confidence that they're going to investigate further to make sure these young ladies, their address isn't out there? No, I don't have that kind of confidence. So yes, they have a suspect in custody, but we know we're looking at the cameras. There's more than one guy. They caught this guy because they actually caught him running from the scene. Do I have confidence that they're going to get the other guys? Do I have confidence they're going to find this online chat where their address could possibly be? No, I have zero confidence. It's a shame, isn't it? It's a shame. I want to play this audio for you. I know Brian, the producer, is on the line. He's been chatting for a little bit, trying to get his attention. But I want to play this audio for you for the Peeping Toms. If he could get that going for us, that'd be great.
Baltimore County Police tell us the investigation remains active, and they're pursuing leads related to additional suspects. And at this time, they're locked in on one, and we have videotape of him.
Police charge that Robinson propped himself up on windowsills and used a three-step ladder to get in position. Apartment residents are relieved that at least one person is in custody.
The Peeping Tom is crazy. My friends and I definitely had to get, like, a whole lockdown. Like, we got really scared.
Yeah, I'm relieved. Because, like,
He's just so weird. Like, why would you do that?
Since last September, residents at two apartment complexes have complained about Peeping Tom activity. A suspect was captured by surveillance camera in several incidents, but all police had to go on was a description of a male wearing a mask and dark clothing. A break came April 28th when a resident phoned in a license plate of a suspicious person who was later identified as Robinson. The same tag appeared on license plate reader systems in or near the apartment complexes in the early morning hours.
We're all college kids, so it's nerve-wracking when you hear someone's looking in your window.
On May 8th, police conducting surveillance with an aviation unit spotted Robinson in the act. They captured him as he tried to flee on foot. Robinson told police he didn't live in the area and denied, quote, he was peeping. He also said, according to charging documents, he frequently carries a stepladder in order to get a better view into trash bins in the parking lot to find objects to resell, and that he is often at the Donnybrook and Rogers Forge apartment property. Detectives continue to pursue leads related to additional suspects like this man, captured by a surveillance camera.
Thank goodness our neighbor across from us has a Ring camera. Holy crap, that was crazy though.
In court, several of Robinson's 10 children raised their hands in support of their father. Robinson has no priors. Before he granted home detention, the judge says he finds the allegations disturbing and that many people may respond with violence. Reporting from District Court in Towson, David Collins, TV 11 News.
Okay, so they got this one guy who, according to him, frequently carries a stepladder because he's dumpster diving to sell things on eBay. Now, one person might look at that and say, all right, that neighborhood, right, Rogers Forge area, you might be able to dumpster dive and find some decent stuff. But there's an issue here. As soon as you heard about the Peeping Tom situation, why were you still going back to that apartment complex? And what exactly are these college students throwing out that you're selling on eBay? I doubt they're selling out anything that's coming from anything further than Five Below or Walmart, okay? We've all been to college. Here's the deal. When I heard that his 10 kids went to the courthouse to testify that he's a decent man, I thought, well, that's interesting. He's no stranger to sexual activity. I'm not going to say that's, you know, the issue here because there are a lot of people with lots of kids out there. And I will just say that if you were caught, or even if you thought you were just dumpster diving, my first question would be, well, why did you run? When the officers gave chase, why did you run? If you didn't do anything wrong, dumpster diving isn't illegal, is it? Why did you run, sir? That would be my first question. Anyways, beyond that, this is a scary situation. So you got the Bolton Hill situation, very scary. Man standing over a bed. You got the Peeping Tom situation. And again, this is just one Peeping Tom out of many. There was another clip there. If you're looking for this audio or recording, I guess it's a video. You can see it on Channel 11's website. There's a video there. And you can tell there's a Hispanic man. This guy that was arrested was a black man. And there was a white man that was in the full frame there. On the Ring camera, you could see his face. There's no doubt in my mind that somebody could have seen that video and said, that's so-and-so. He was that close to the Ring camera. He's a white guy with a blue baseball cap on. This is sick, it's scary, and these young girls should not have to deal with this. Ugh. But when you're living in an area where the law really isn't taken seriously, these are the kind of things that happen. We go to the phone lights here. Got people want to weigh in. Oh, my friend Alan Woodlawn. Al.
Hey.
Al, if this is your daughter, I could only imagine what she would have done if your daughter was in this situation.
Well, it would have been, well, Al, why'd you shoot him 12 times?
Yeah.
You had 12 bullets.
That's exactly right.
I mean, Kim, years ago, I went to my doctor's office, and I had on a pro Second Amendment shirt. It had I plead the second, and it had a picture of an AR. This is what the doctor says to me. Why do you feel you need a weapon like that? Not how's my health, or how you doing. I said, well, first of all, if somebody's coming into my house, and if I'm not home, I want my wife to have more firepower than the person that's coming in the house. Not the same amount, Kim. I want her to have more firepower.
Right.
You know? And Kim, you know, it just makes people got to realize. I was in John one day on Old Court Road, right down the street from where you work, and I had on a shirt, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. And she tapped me on my shoulder. She said, "Excuse me, sir." She said, "Do you really think that's true?" I said, "Ma'am, if somebody's coming in here trying to get into your house at 2 o'clock in the morning, how long do you think it's going to take for the police to get there as he's trying to break down your door?" Oh, you have a good point. Oh, that's a good point. I mean, can people got to realize the police are there to catch the person after the crime's been committed, you know?
Right.
That's what the police job is. And, Kim, real quick, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to hold you up. The case with the assassination attempt with Donald Trump, you know, have you heard that the judge that's doing the preliminary hearings is apologizing for the way he's being treated in jail?
Yeah, I saw that.
Apologizing. I hope he doesn't have anything to do with the trial. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the same thing. I mean, you know, for the way you're being treated, man, you're lucky you're still alive. I mean, if the Secret Service agents had been better shots, you know, he wouldn't even be alive.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Kim?
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to keep track of these. Elementary school young ladies where I work. You know, I got to make sure I comment them on their hair. You know.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
Oh my goodness.
You can't miss that.
Oh yeah, Kim. Well, look, you take it easy, and the best of you, Olivia, and the rest of your family. And
thank you.
Yeah, I know you have the governor and the mayor over when the pool opens up in your complex.
Yeah.
Your pool party.
I'm sure. Al, thank you so much.
See
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. And keep those kids safe. You know, Al used to be a correctional officer, in case you haven't heard Al from Woodlawn call in. And now he's out there, you know, doing the crosswalking guard. As a crosswalking guard, I should say, and keeping the kids safe as they're trying to get to school out there in Woodlawn. You know, you've got people like Al that are there who will defend these young people and wouldn't even think twice about it. And then you have a story of Peeping Toms, and I'm not going to name him, but one caller calling in saying that their parents didn't raise them well enough. Or some people, you know, commenting saying they should close their blinds. You know, these young women should not have to live like that, okay? There should be basic public safety in place. We pay for that with our tax dollars. And it truly is not there. And I don't blame the police officers. I blame the leadership. The lawlessness continues. Now, did we hear from Interim County Executive Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer in regards to these Peeping Toms over at Towson University? Of course not. Of course not. Did she put out a statement on Councilman Wade Cash and his, you know, fact that he's resigning? Yep. She didn't have a problem doing that. She shows up for the citations. She shows up for giving out the awards. She shows up for the ribbon cuttings. These young women are terrified in her county. And she has said nothing about it. She has said nothing about the juveniles, you know, robbing someone at gunpoint at White Marsh Mall. She has said nothing about the, you know, it's like it's craziness. She says nothing. But she's there for, you know, groundbreaking at Trade Point Atlantic. Again, I told you this before. I spoke to her spokesperson, and, you know, I understand it's his job. And he's telling me, oh, yeah, she's doing this, she's doing that. It's not enough. Whatever she's doing, it's not enough. All right. We get back. I'll read some of your text messages. Also, I wanted to just comment on the story here. You probably heard City Council did have a vote on the Inspector General and the access to documentations. Obviously, that fight continues between Isabel Cumming and Mayor Brandon Scott and his Monzi agency. So there's some movement on that. I want to update you on that vote last night with City Council. Real quick, I do want to make sure I tell you about our friends over at AES as well. As I told you before, I've met Sean and Steven personally, and they are great. A great couple that really does care. And I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they do care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Sean and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Sean's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989. And as I told you many times before, I do too. The AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Let that sink in. All right, call AES Builders, 410-574-4400, or if you'd rather go online, visit aeshome.us.
A man awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk right here on WCBM.
Previously on Casey and Company.
I don't think name-calling and going after people negatively is going to work. I would present your ideas on how to make Maryland more affordable, safer. I think this is where Republicans really, this is where they hit the self-destruct button in this state. We saw it last time with Hogan, right? But we'll see.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. I hope that we get a handle on this whole peeping Tom issue. Obviously, I don't think that that is the only apartment that has had these, you know, perverted monsters coming to the window. I'm sure this is happening a lot more often than we know. One, I would think because there are probably some young women out there too afraid to even report it. And that's that age. You guys remember, you know, even if you're much older now, that you remember that age, right? College age, 19, 20, 21, 22. There's, you know, sometimes you are afraid, you know, sometimes you don't want to go out of your way and you're thinking that this is going to draw attention to you. And you're very vulnerable at that age as it is. Again, Kathy Klausmeier, as a woman, please come out and make sure that this is handled. There is more than one guy going up to those windows, and it is all on camera. What other proof do you need? All right, I will leave that there for now. Real quick, a bid to fast-track a Baltimore City Council charter proposal aimed to expand the city inspector general's access to records and resources failed Monday night at City Hall. Despite arguments from supporters that the measure is needed to strengthen investigations into fraud and corruption, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, they failed to pass it with Baltimore City's council. Councilman Mark Conway, who represents the 4th District, we've had him on the show, introduced a motion during the council meeting to petition the proposal out of the Charter Review Special Committee and bring it to the full council for consideration. The move would have put the bill on a faster timeline, allowing for the legislation to potentially override a mayoral veto, which Conway said he believes is likely. Conway says, are we strong enough or are we too weak to defend the inspector general's office? That was his question to his colleagues. Conway said politics have shaped the debate over the proposal. He says, quote, I said this when I introduced the bill initially. There's a thick layer of politics on this and a very thick layer of politics on it. And we all know it. That's from Councilman Mark Conway. Now, remember, he's now fighting back because, of course, politics, right? He's running against Congressman Kwaisi and Fume. He used to sit on that council and not say a word. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take this as still, you know, a good thing that Conway is doing. But yeah, there is a thick layer of politics on all sides. And it's unfortunate. The taxpayers still don't win. So in case you missed it, last night they did vote on whether or not The Inspector General, Isabel Cummings, should get the redacted information from the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement and other agencies. And City Council voted no, she shouldn't have it. She shouldn't have it. Meanwhile, they did discuss at the council meeting. You remember when there was term limits for City Council on the ballot just a couple years ago? And voters voted to put limits on the terms in which City Council members could actually serve. Well, guess what they talked about last night? Going around that ballot measure and not having term limits on themselves. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. These people are ridiculous. Now, I will say they did vote to have oversight over the youth fund. Now, if they would have just voted for the Inspector General, Isabel Cummings could also have had oversight over the youth fund as well. But you know what? God forbid. God forbid. Anyways, I just want to update you there on that one. It's a shame. But Baltimore City Council, you know, shame on you. Shame on you. All right. Coming up next, we're going to speak to Delegate Brian Chisholm. He's in hot water with the Speaker of the House, Peta Melnick, along with his colleague, Delegate Mark Fisher. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Also, why is he in hot water? What was he discussing on that podcast? Looks like they were very interested to see what he had to say. Brian Chisholm, coming up next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Our budgets took a big hit last month, inflation surging to a three-year high.
The Labor Department reported Tuesday that its consumer price index rose 3.8% from April 2025. On a month-to-month basis, April prices were up 0.6% from March, as gasoline prices rose 5.4%. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called consumer core prices were up 0.4% last month from March and 2.8% from April of 2025, relatively modest readings that suggest the energy price burst isn't yet spilling over much into other prices. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A senior Trump administration official says that Israel has been helping the UAE defend itself against Iranian attacks.
The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, said Israel sent Iron Dome anti-missile batteries and personnel to the United Arab Emirates to defend the country during the Iran war. At a Tel Aviv conference, Huckabee said, "I'd like to say a word of appreciation for the UAE, the first Abraham Accord member." Just look at the benefits. Israel sending them Iron Dome batteries and personnel to help operate them. The UAE has not immediately responded to a request for comment over the acknowledgement by Huckabee, though it underlines the growing defense relationship between the countries long suspicious of Iran. I'm Charles Delathesma.
Federal prosecutors have charged the operator of the ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge just over 2 years ago. The span collapsed. Six construction workers who were on the bridge at the time were killed. Total of 18 Americans who had been on board that hantavirus cruise ship, they remain in isolation. They're watching Wall Street, the Dow down 271 points. The Nasdaq is off 345 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 11:03 on WCBM. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Criminal charges are filed in the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. An indictment was unsealed by a federal court this morning. The MV Dolly crashed into the bridge in March 2024, causing it to collapse and forcing one of the nation's busiest ports to close for almost 3 months. The indictment charges three defendants with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and with causing the death of six construction workers. Those charged include the operator of the container ship, as well as its technical superintendent. The Baltimore City Council passed a measure to regulate smoke shops across the city. The council also introduced a bill last night that would allow the city to more quickly shut down repeat offender smoke shops for the illegal sale of cannabis and other substances. City Council President Zeke Cohen says Baltimore has more than 1,200 tobacco retailers, and some illegally sell unregulated, potentially dangerous drugs. And he said under the new legislation, the city could padlock nuisance smoke shops that are found guilty by the Consumer Protection Board. Maryland's sports betting market generated over $9 million for the state in April. Nearly $7 million of April's proceeds went to public education through the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
The Orioles made a comeback to beat the Yankees 3-2 at home in the series opener last night. Coby Mayo hit a three-run homer in the seventh. Game two tonight at 6:35. The Ravens added to their defensive backfield when they signed veteran safety Kayvon Wallace on Monday. Wallace appeared in three games with the Houston Texans last season. And the Nats are on the road versus the Reds tonight. Coming up, we'll have a check of the weather.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Now here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A beautiful spring day ahead of us. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy as lows fall back into the low 50s tonight. Rain returns by Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 60 degrees in Baltimore and 58 in Laurel. Julie Ryder, WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim places Music Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. See, I told you we had a good show today. Did you believe me at 9 o'clock when I said it? I hope you're enjoying yourself. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? And don't forget, our shows are archived at WCBM.com if you want to check them out after the fact. But you got to get here live, all right? Before, we were talking about the medical examiner and the ruling on the Branson Odor's death, and it was ruled as accidental. This is the 27-year-old that unfortunately was found tragically in the Inner Harbor. His family, they were searching for him for at least a week, I believe. They found his body on April 14th, and the medical examiner did reveal yesterday that he had blunt force trauma to the head. But again, that could be related to falling off of a scooter or hitting his head while falling into the Inner Harbor itself. So again, it was ruled as accidental. And of course, we were just asking questions. I was mostly asking because it took about a month for the medical examiner to get us the findings. But, you know, if the family's not really hounding the medical examiner or city officials on it, then I won't. But the question of the day at WCBM.com, very simple question. And I'm surprised at the results so far. We'll talk about it more at 11:35 a.m. Should Baltimore add fencing around the Inner Harbor to prevent accidents? Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. So far, 67% of you say no. You don't want to see fencing around the Inner Harbor. 33% of you say yes. Again, we'll talk about that in just a bit, but go ahead. You still have time to take part in that poll at WCBM.com. Also on the app, of course, we were talking about City Council just a moment ago. They voted to not give access to the Inspector General, Isabel Cumming, as far as the redacted information from the mayor's office. I don't know why this has been such a problem. Obviously, it looks as though that they are hiding something in the Monzi office, but we'll see more, I guess, about what is being done here, because the Inspector General still has her lawsuit filed against the mayor's office to access those documents. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Also, we were talking about the terrifying home invasion in Bolton Hill and the Peeping Tom that was arrested outside of a Towson University apartment complex. Now, this is just one of many peeping toms. So this investigation is far from over, but there is a suspect currently under house arrest that was seen leaving the scene. And he had a stepladder in his hand. He said he was dumpster diving with the stepladder, but when the police gave chase, he did run. And so many people are, of course, especially myself, questioning why he ran if he was innocent in that situation. All right. That's just what we were talking about for the first 2 hours. Right now, we have a great guest on the line, and I know him personally. And we got to get to the bottom of a couple different things because, of course, Delegate Brian Chisholm and also his colleague, Delegate Mark Fisher, they went viral again yesterday. And you know what? Had to do with their podcast. Good morning, Delegate Brian Chisholm. How are you?
Hey, great to be back on with you, Kim.
Hey, so there's a lot going on, and I saw your name pop up all morning long. Delegate Brian Chisholm, you know, real quick, if you could tell people, of course, you know, which part of Anne Arundel County you serve, but also your podcast that you have with Delegate Mark Fisher, you know, what you guys usually talk about on that podcast and what the topic was that came up.
Yeah, absolutely. I represent most of Sorona Park, Pasadena, Millersville, Anne Arundel County. And Delegate Mark Fisher started this podcast years ago. I've been a frequent guest, or actually I'm a guest, I think, every week now. And we just discussed some of the crazy bills we see, both nationally and in the state. We are never short on material, I promise you, in the state of Maryland. And we do it in order to just give, you know, a lot of people put these pretty titles on bills. But you really got to know, all right, what does your bill, not what you tell me it does, what does your bill really do? And we happened to run across a bill that Delegate Chao Wu put in that basically dealt with AI, and it could have forced or pressured all AI developers to publicly disclose sensitive information about their training data, their sources, their data sets, their intellectual property, their processes. And this dealt with private companies as well, which begged a lot of questions, but more, I guess, alarming was when we started to look at it, there was a Washington Examiner report in 2025 that said Delegate Zhao Wu, who put this bill in, had previously served as the president at the University of Maryland of a Chinese Student and Scholar Association that has direct links to the Chinese Communist Party. It's called Thousand Talents Plan Overseas Talent Exchange Circle. Not only was he affiliated, he was the president. So my question was, okay, who was he speaking to? And if they're from the Chinese Communist Party, knowing what this type of group was set up to do, should we be concerned? I mean, I have obviously a duty to protect Marylanders, but also the U.S. And so when we started to look at it and we started asking questions, very legitimate questions, of course it inspired. And for some reason, the Speaker's office loves to call Delegate Fischer and I about his podcast. So somebody's obviously watching him on the Democrat side. I don't care, whatever, just watch him. But, you know, when we started to look at it, it became very, very unsettling how deep it actually went. And, you know, this is not Dungeons and Dragons Club. This is a very serious concern pointed out by former FBI director Christopher Wray on down. I mean, every national security agency has said, listen, the Chinese are trying to infiltrate American businesses and also the U.S. government for intellectual property. So our question was, okay, did Delegate Wu receive any benefits? What inspired Delegate Wu to put this type of bill in? Did he have any obligations? And when he was at the University of Maryland under this Thousand Talents Plan overseas, did he receive any compensation? Did he recruit anyone? Did he share research, contact data, or technical information? These are all fair questions I would think that most people would want to know. You know, our duty is to protect the United States, our citizens, our businesses, and our intellectual property from threats, both foreign and domestic. And all of a sudden, I'm getting a letter from the Speaker demanding we apologize. And she obviously leaked it to the press because yesterday, to be quite honest with you, I put my phone down for like 5 hours because I was working on my son's house. And I'm like, I'm not even going to look at it. And all of a sudden, I had 20 different interview requests. And I'm like, what is this about? And then obviously, she leaked the letter trying to basically call us. You know, she didn't come out and say it, but it inspired everybody to say that we were racist. Well, rejecting Chinese Communist Party influence is not racism. Reporting, you know, his affiliation with the Communist Party is certainly within question. And mostly the Chinese people are very anti-communist. So how is it communist? Because Delegate Wu happens to be born in China and puts these type of bills in that are obviously raise some eyebrows. Why am I all of a sudden a racist or a bigot for asking why is he putting these in and what are his actual ties to the CCP? Has he ever denounced any of his affiliation with the CCP because he was obviously part of their talents group when he was in college? Is he still influenced by them? Or, here's a crazy question, is he a victim? Is he being coerced into doing these things? This is a very important stuff, especially in today's age of AI, technology, and all the stuff that we're trying to protect for our own security here in this country. Are we now opening the door? And, you know, there's a lot of different reports out there that the Chinese Communist Party has done a good job of starting to influence colleges, universities, businesses, and local and state elected officials.
No, absolutely. We're speaking to right now Delegate Brian Chisholm. Delegate, of course, after you get off the line, we're going to talk about the mayor of Arcadia, California. I'm sure you heard. Lin Wang has admitted to being a Chinese spy. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So you're absolutely correct in that. Of course, I saw the letter from the Speaker of the House. Now, I saw it, believe it or not, Delegate, because it was posted by Governor Westmore's spokesperson, Carter Elliott. And he posted how upset he was about it. So this is obviously, in my view, Delegate, and I think a lot of people listening, to me, you know, this part of it is a deflection. Because what you guys are talking about is very relevant, and we see it within the Democrat Party. Okay, and that's the part I think they're very worried about, because I think even they can see the writing on the walls. I guess, you know, my question to you, Delegate, because this is what everybody was talking about this morning, is whether or not when you were speaking about Dr. Wu, whether or not you used somewhat of an Asian accent. That's what they felt was, you know, off-brand. You could say it sounded like it was racist. Is that true? And do you apologize for using a different accent at that moment?
No, what I used was exactly what I've used on the floor before, which is, it is said in China, this is a Chinese saying, that you can only catch fish in muddy waters. If somebody took offense to that, then I do apologize for that. But that is actual fact. And what they mean by that is they can create, this is what the Chinese party does. They create murkiness and confusion, and that's how they start to infect us. And when you look at this story, it is a little bit confusing about the way that things kind of connect here. When you look at Delegate Wu's past affiliations, his actual self-described leader of a CCP part, or I guess group, in college, and this legislation, and now we see more and more stories like the one you're going to talk about in California, it's alarming stuff. So, no, I didn't do it to offend anybody. I am trying to protect every U.S. citizen, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, white, black, green, or purple. This is about protecting America and Americans from an influence that has obviously been labeled as one of our biggest adversaries. We try to keep our relationship with China as strong as possible, but there's no doubt that we are in a war with China over AI and and all of the new technology that's coming on. So, look, if I offended somebody by using you cannot catch fish in dirty water, I mean, you can only catch fish in dirty waters, then I apologize. That wasn't the point. The point was, this is a very dangerous and serious situation, and for the speaker to come out and say we need to apologize for trying to protect Americans upset me deeply. And that is not the point of what we do in Annapolis. Our job is to serve and protect, and that is our number one duty. And for me, for them to come out and say, well, I need to apologize for pointing out all of these facts, I reject that.
Yeah. Well, again, we're speaking to Delegate Brian Chisholm, and you know what? We'll leave that as is. I'm sure they'll take your statement, and they'll make of it what they will. We know that, obviously, especially around election season, things get a little more intense, I guess you could say, as we head to November. But I know you personally, and I know you to not be racist at all, Delegate. I did want to ask you, while I have you on the phone, obviously, we were speaking earlier, and lots of people called in, Delegate, even from your district. We heard from the Maryland comptroller that, unfortunately, tax refunds will be delayed because, apparently, due to budget constraints, they don't have the money to send people their refund. I know the Maryland House Freedom Caucus had a statement on this. I wanted to hear straight from you. Are you receiving the phone calls in your district, and what can you make of this?
Absolutely. And this is exactly what they did before. And this is a recurring a theme out of the comptroller's office. They are moving money around. They refuse to pay people back last year. And I think they do it because they can't pay their bills. Once again, the budget is balanced one day a year, and it's all based on projected revenues. I think what you're probably seeing now is those revenues are not materializing. We've been moving money around for so long to try to hide things, to get this governor through the election so that he can then run for president. That's all they're doing. And unfortunately, who's the victim again? It's the taxpayer. It's their money. When we pay taxes, if you owe a Maryland citizen money back, it's money they gave you that they worked for. And now you're holding it and you're not paying them back in a timely manner. In the real world, that's called theft. But in government, it's just a delay.
Wow. That's so true there, Delegate. So true. Well, Delegate Brian Chisholm, I appreciate you being on the line with us. Real quick, before you go, do you have anything coming up you want us to know about?
No, I don't have. Just trying to do what I do. I don't have any fundraisers coming up, but I'll be certain to tell you first. I greatly appreciate that you're always willing to have me on and give my side of the story, because it's never, you know, the whole story until you get me on it, I can explain where we are.
Yeah. Well, Delegate, good luck on working on your son's house. I know that isn't any fun, but it sounds like that's a task at hand. Delegate Brian Chisholm, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks again, Kim.
Thank you. And there you have it. He's not apologizing. I don't expect him to apologize. And, you know, I think they wanted to make a big stink out of the story because he's correct. The topic at hand, the bill introduced by Delegate Wu, that was a hell of a bill. And they don't want to really talk about that issue. And so when Delegate Chisholm and Delegate Mark Fisher talked about it on the podcast, of course, it started to do numbers. And people started asking questions. And then all of a sudden, Delegate Brian Chisholm, he's xenophobic. How dare he, right? Then they kind of flipped the script. But let's not lose sight of the real story here. He is correct. There is something else going on that involves China. We'll discuss more of this when we get back. Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, Kim Klasick Live, or talking to your friends. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't. No matter your age, I do want you to call my friends at Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. They also have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100 or go online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, I'm going to tell Delegate Brian Chisholm, don't sweat it. I've been called a xenophobe a couple times. I know, they got names for everything. Meanwhile, I was called this name on social media because I had questions about Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao. And, of course, remember, she also worked within the Trump administration his first term. And her shipping company is based in China. This is a family business. There were lots of questions coming out about it. Then, meanwhile, they're calling me all these names. 2 years later, you know what happened? President Trump put a Truth Social post out questioning the same thing I did 2 years earlier. And then they were all like, oh, yeah, this is a good question. I said, what? You guys, you filleted me 2 years ago for asking the same exact question. So, you know, Delegate Chisholm, you're probably just ahead of your time on this conversation. It sounds to me that Delegate Wu does have some explaining to do. Why would you introduce a bill or propose a bill that would hand over intellectual property to anyone and everyone, you know, when it comes to AI or anything that we're working on here tech-wise? Why would that even be necessary? You know, he say, oh, transparency. Last time I checked, there's many areas of business that we're not transparent in. And when it comes to AI, when it comes to big tech, obviously, you know, we're all about America first, correct? Obviously, we're trying to work things out faster than some of our competition, like China. So, yes, I think that this is a bill worth talking about, and I guess that's why they had it on the podcast. Ugh. Terrible. And then, of course, here they are flipping the script. And Carter Elliott, my favorite spokesperson there for the governor. How dare they? Really? That's your concern? Well, as I mentioned to Delegate Chisholm, over there in Arcadia, California, they've got quite the issue. Aline Wang, she has admitted to being a Chinese spy. Now, this is interesting because the story really began back in February of this year. Because someone that she called her fiancé was being investigated for being a Chinese spy. Then she all of a sudden said it wasn't her fiancé. Anyways, I have some sound from previously. Take a listen.
Arcadia Mayor Aline Wang not taking questions about the sentencing of a convicted Chinese spy who she once referred to as her boyfriend and fiancé and who worked on her campaign.
Can you just give us your reaction to the sentence?
Mayor Wang has not been accused of any wrongdoing in connection with this case involving the Chinese spy that began to unfold several years ago. Tuesday's council meeting was the first since the now convicted spy, Yao Ying Sun, who also went by Mike Sun, was sentenced to 4 years in prison for his covert actions on behalf of the Chinese government. The feds say starting in 2020, Sun operated a pro-Chinese Communist Party news website for the Chinese American community. Sun was also directed by Chinese officials to boost the campaign of an unidentified Southern California politician. This is Wang talking about her relationship with Sun at a council meeting from December of 2022.
To my fiancé, Director Mike Sun, who walks streets with me every single day, who is a real leader of me.
After Sun was charged, Wang tried to distance herself from Sun.
Number one, he's not my fiancé. Whoever wants to see he's my fiancé or former fiancé, please give proof it.
Wait a minute. So Mayor Wang, she says, this is my fiancé. He walks the streets with me. He's working so hard in the community. Then he gets popped for being a Chinese spy. I never said that was my fiancé. No, I never said that. No. Oh, my goodness. We are living in the Twilight Zone. If you were ever concerned, just know this is it. Really, it isn't real life. This is not real life. Well, anyways, Aline Wang, she was there talking about her former fiancé when he was under investigation for being a Chinese spy. That was, again, back in February of 2026. Okay, that's where that report is from. And so now she has admitted herself to being a Chinese spy. Again, this is in Arcadia, California. So she's going to have to step down. And who knows what kind of information she's already given to the Chinese government. I mean, but this is why, with Delegate Brian Chisholm and Delegate Mark Fisher, this is why they were talking about this topic on the podcast. Okay, when bills don't make it through in Annapolis and they're introduced by Democrats, they show up time and time again, every single session, until they get through. This bill cannot get through. Let's be very clear. So much more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Kuwait accuses Iran of sending an armed Revolutionary Guard team to attack an island in the Mideast nation. Kuwait has come under repeated attack by Iran during the war. Americans' budgets took a big hit last month. Inflation spiked to a three-year high. The consumer price index rose 3.8% compared to a year ago. Energy prices fueled the increase. Federal prosecutors have charged the operator of the ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge just over 2 years ago. The span collapsed and six construction workers were killed. Stung by the Virginia Supreme Court's rejection of their extreme gerrymandering plan, Virginia Democrats now making a long-shot appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Dow's down 224 points, NASDAQ off 426. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Donovan Mitchell dropped 43 points, and the Cavaliers tied up their East second-round series with the top-seeded Pistons at two games apiece with a 112-103 victory. Mitchell tied an NBA playoff record with 39 points in the second half.
I've had performances where I don't know if I've had 39, but I've had big second halves, right? Like, I'm saying that, hey, like, it's halves. It's quarters, it's halves. And the fact that, you know, I can have a night like that and my teammates are right there for me, right? Like, that's the biggest thing.
Spurs star Victor Wembanyama won't face further discipline from the NBA for elbowing Minnesota's Naz Reid in Game 4 of the team's Western Conference semifinal series. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avalanche bounced back from a mid-series lull and beat the Wild 5-2 in Game 4 to take a 3-1 West second-round series lead. And Craig Morton, who became the first quarterback to start Super Bowls for two franchises, has died at 83. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a pretty spring day getting underway, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s, partly cloudy and comfortable tonight as lows drop back into the low 50s. I am tracking a new weather maker on Wednesday that will bring us some rain and some thunderstorms starting in the afternoon, taking us through Wednesday evening and Wednesday night with highs in the mild mid 70s. Cooler and breezy behind the rain on Thursday, we're back in the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dr. Lairfield here. The year has changed. How about your smile? At the Smile Design Center, we can help. We have cosmetic veneers and professional whitening to give your smile a clean and attractive look everybody will notice. And when my patients tell me they love their new smile, it's one of the perks of my job. Call me at the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100.
Giving your liver a spring cleaning is easy with Active Liver from New Nordic. Search for Active Liver by New Nordic on Amazon, CVS, Wegmans, or GNC.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My heart's never smiled so hard.
All right, you guys, I know you've seen it. I know you probably heard it over the commercial break here at WCBM 680. There have been some federal charges in regards to the Key Bridge collapse. So there have been charges from the DOJ. We'll get into that first thing tomorrow morning. Let me go through and read those charges so I can make sure that I speak about it accurately and with some facts based with my opinion. Governor Wes Moore is live right now on social media. Looks like he is finally signing the utility bill. It's only the third time that he did bill signing. You know, he did 200 bills last time around. The utility relief bill didn't end up making it previously. I don't know. I don't know why it's taking so long. But, you know, just knowing that they are having a hard time with the tax refunds in the state, this whole utility bill relief, I just, it's only $12 a month, I think, is what it comes out to be. I don't know. The energy costs are still going to be sky high. And, you know, the utility companies and the state of Maryland, they'll make up that $12 a month somewhere else. You know they will. You know they will. I mean, we are broke. Broke is a joke. And as Delegate Brian Chisholm pointed out, I thought it was a great comment that he had. He says, you know, anywhere else in the world, if it were you or I, it would be considered theft. You know, we're talking about the taxes that are delayed now because of budget constraints here in the state of Maryland. The comptroller's office has already admitted there's going to be lots of delays. And he's right. Anywhere else, if it were you or I, that would be considered theft. It's the government, so they're considering it a delay. I thought that was a very impactful statement. Again, thank you, Doug and Brian Chisholm, for being on the show. I did have a couple more things that I wanted to discuss real quick. The Supreme Court did clear the way, just in case you missed it, for Alabama. That's right. The state of Alabama has two minority-majority districts, right? Remember we were talking last week and even this week about the win in Virginia. You know, you had lots of districts that were drawn, 26 to be exact, across the country, that were based on race. And so now Alabama has been cleared by the Supreme Court to redraw their maps. And so they're saying there were two districts drawn based on race. So they will be correcting that issue. Most of the states are down south, by the way. And then I think, didn't California, correct me if I'm wrong. I think California also did the same because I could have sworn Governor Gavin Newsom had a press conference about it. I got to go back and take a look, but I could have sworn they drew a couple of districts in California based on race. So 26 in total, and Alabama is now going to redraw their map. Of course, you got Republicans saying there should be nothing but Republican seats in Alabama. Of course, the Democrat Party was saying yesterday, even if you take away, the whole race aspect, they believe that they would still have a seat picked up, which they believe is a majority-minority district. And again, that doesn't mean that those minorities are going to vote for somebody of color. See, that's another thing about this. It's like, you know, they make this assumption because they're a minority, they must be, you know, voting for someone of color or a Democrat. Not the case. But you see, the Democrat Party, and you can try to convince me otherwise, the Democrat Party, in my view, displays lots of racism. At least the low bigotry of expectations, right? I mean, you talk about voter ID. They don't think black people are smart enough to get IDs. They don't think we're smart enough to be able to use laptops. I mean, the racism comes from one side. Truly. All right. I wanted to mention that. Alabama now going to redraw the maps. Also, two Maryland residents possibly exposed to the hantavirus. No, they were not on the cruise ship. Apparently, these two were on a flight with someone that was on the cruise ship. That somehow, some way got the okay to fly home. And now you've got two people that they know have symptoms currently of the hantavirus. Now, of course, they're saying that there's nothing to worry about. I guess, you know, I always think about this and I'm thinking, ew, when you think about how the person that originally contracted the virus, they contracted it because they were dirty. You know, it gives me like the heebie-jeebies. Right? We learned about this last week, in case you missed the show. We were listening to a professor over at Hopkins, and she said, typically you see the hantavirus going from animal to animal, but it can go human to human or even animal to human because it's found in the feces and other bodily fluids from rats and mice. Ugh. Just the thought of it. Makes you get my skin crawl. Ugh. Anyways, and of course, people are questioning whether or not did somebody go onto this cruise ship that had the hantavirus, or were there mice and rats on this cruise ship? I would think that somebody went on the cruise ship that had the virus and did not know they had it. Well, anyways, I just want to update you on that one. Two people so far have tested positive. Now, they have been quarantined, by the way, but they have issued a statement. The CDC has issued a statement. Of course, they put the flight number out there somewhere if you want to take a look at it, if you've been flying recently, but letting people know exactly which flight they were on. Yikes. Also, a lot of chatter online yesterday. Not sure if you guys saw Carrie Lake out of Arizona. Remember, she ran for governor. I thought she won, but, you know, you can't call out the shenanigans in 2020 election, right? God forbid you do such, then you're an election denier. Again, I don't deny the election happened. I deny the results. There's a difference. There's a difference, damn it. Anyways, Carrie Lake was just named by President Trump the ambassador to Jamaica. And, of course, many black Democrats in the media business, you know, journalists, those with platforms on X specifically, they are very upset because they believe the ambassador to Jamaica should be black. Now, if you go and ask them, like I did, who the previous ambassador to Jamaica was, they cannot tell you. Since they don't know if the previous ambassador was black or not. They just don't like Carrie Lake in this position, and they believe that that ambassador should be black. You know, like I said, the Democrat Party, if they can play the race game, that's exactly what they'll do. Now, I did wanted to just bring this to your attention, because Council President Zeke Cohen, you know I am no fan, and he's been on the show, so I've given him credit for speaking to people on the other side of the aisle. It's not something you see happen very much in Baltimore City. Well, he and Councilman Glover, they got together and they announced yesterday that they want to padlock smoke shops. There's over 1,200 smoke shops in the city of Baltimore, and they're very upset about it. Well, you know, rightfully so, and I've got some audio here for you. Apparently, a 19-year-old was arrested for gun trafficking and drug trafficking at one of these smoke shops. Take a listen.
The employee of a smoke shop in Baltimore County is facing federal charges after investigators say he sold fentanyl and machine guns to an undercover agent. Alexa Ashwell was in court for the defendant's detention hearing. She joins us live in studio now with the latest developments.
Maxine, we're learning the defendant, who investigators say got his hands on machine guns and hundreds of fentanyl pills, is just 19 years old. Just hours ago, a judge granting him pretrial release with several conditions.
Here inside federal court, an employee of King of Smoke in Arbutus appeared before a judge in connection to an undercover ATF investigation involving drugs and guns. The judge releasing 19-year-old Kareem Abdallah on electronic monitoring and home confinement until his next court appearance. Abdallah is charged with possession with intent to distribute and possession of a machine gun following his arrest earlier this month.
Newly obtained court documents revealing new details about the investigation into the smoke shop and some of the five undercover buys the ATF says an agent made, ultimately leading to Abdallah's arrest. According to the criminal complaint, a tip prompted this investigation. Here, ATF agents received reliable information that the location sold marijuana without a Maryland cannabis license, and that Abdallah, an employee of the shop, was selling firearms and narcotics from inside King of Smoke. February 4th, investigators wrote Abdallah sold an undercover agent a Glock Model 17 Gen 5 with a machine gun conversion device, as well as a Palmetto State Armory PA-15. The undercover agent provided Abdallah with $3,200 in exchange for the firearms. It was during this purchase that investigators said Abdallah began talking about drugs. February 11th, investigators say Abdallah sold the undercover agent nearly 1,000 pills that later tested positive for fentanyl for $3,000. In total, and throughout the undercover investigation, the ATF says Abdallah sold the agent 10 firearms, including 3 machine guns, 2,600 suspected fentanyl pills, 1 pound of suspected methamphetamine, and 3 ounces of suspected cocaine.
Yeah, but the Second Amendment, that's the problem. The NRA, that's the problem, right? What? How many machine guns? What? This happened right in Baltimore County. Talk about scary. Did you hear the amount of fentanyl? My word. And this is a 19-year-old, ladies and gentlemen. Whew. Well, that was shocking. I saw that last night. And I thought, wait a minute, what? Like my jaw was open, and then it just kept widening and widening. Like, wait, he had what? He did what? The undercover agent did what? Right? The whole thing was crazy, right? From start to finish. Well, anyways, I guess you could say there's good concern there. from Council President Zeke Cohen. Now, again, that was Baltimore County. Council President Zeke Cohen and Councilman Glover, they're saying it's happening also in Baltimore City. Here's the story. He said, if Baltimore smoke shops are targeting kids or selling marijuana without a license, some elected officials want to put a padlock on the door. Zeke Cohen and Councilman Antonio Glover stood along East Monument Street on Monday morning talking about why they want to give the law enforcement the authority to put padlocks on what they described as bad actors or smoke shops that repeatedly break the law. Let's see, you have Cohen saying this in quote. He says, too many cases where they are either selling to minors or they are selling products that are under-regulated and they are not supposed to sell. He says, for example, cannabis, when they don't have a license to sell it, or in some cases, we've heard about traces of fentanyl and other very dangerous chemicals being found on these products. And Zeke Cohen, you could add gun trafficking to that list as well. Now, apparently, there are more than 1,200 smoke shops within Baltimore City limits, putting the density at 15 shops per square mile. And this is according to a 2024 report from the Maryland Alcohol, Tobacco, and Cannabis Commission. All right. So I can understand why they are worried about the smoke shops. And, you know, when Zeke Cohen talks about it, I don't know if you hear the way I hear it. It sounds like they just want to make sure the state gets a cut, right? Do you hear it the way, you know, the way that I hear it? Right? Because, I mean, listen to a statement one more time. They are selling to minors or they are selling products that are under-regulated and that they are not supposed to sell at all. For example, cannabis, when they don't have a license to sell it. Zeke Cohen says, where's our cut? That's what he's saying. Oh, man. You know, I can't believe I get paid to be here. I just, really, I love this job. I really do. Well, anyways, there are a lot of issues with the smoke shops. And so Council President Zeke Cohen and Councilman Antonio Glover, I do agree with you on that. There are smoke shops in Baltimore County, not too far from where I live. And yes, they are a problem. A lot of times you'll see the open-air drug markets right in front of some of these smoke shops or right across the street from a smoke shop. I see it all the time. Now, let's talk a little bit, if you will, about why these areas only attract smoke shops. Could it be that in these areas, you've got the open-air drug markets, you've got the criminal element, and you've got a situation where many stores do not even want to go into these areas, and whether, you know, they risk it for theft, they're risking it because of the environment, right? I mean, really, would you want to open up a shop, whether it's a boutique, you know, for clothing, a hair salon? Would you want to open up shops like that in some of these areas where you have the open air drug markets and the lawlessness in the environment? No, you wouldn't do that. So Baltimore City is on such a decline. I'm glad you're admitting this, Zeke Cohen. It's on such a decline that you can only seem to attract smoke shops and dollar stores. It says more, Zeke Cohen, about you than it does about those bringing those smoke shops to the area. Don't you think? Don't you think? If you are managing a city, you are the city council president, you are the chair of the Board of Estimates. If you are managing a city that can only attract smoke shops and dollar stores, it says a lot about you. And see, this is something, this is, again, a situation where the Democrats, you're going to have to take a look in the mirror on this one. I know you won't do it. I know you'll still call the police to padlock these shops. But you have other businesses leaving Baltimore as fast as they could possibly go. And you have businesses like this coming in as fast as possible. There's a reason for that, Zeke. Now, it's a shame because Baltimore City was once a beautiful city. If anybody would talk about Baltimore City maybe 30 years ago, they'll talk about how beautiful it was, how they used to love going to the city, how it was a great place. Now you've got dirt bikes, you know, roaring up and down the streets. You've got juveniles robbing people at gunpoint, stabbing individuals. You know, God forbid you get hit by one of those scooters. And then also we found out over the weekend there was a gentleman that was stabbed on a scooter. Yes, he was robbed. Baltimore City is not what it used to be. And you are going to attract things like these smoke shops and like these bad actors because you have allowed it to decline in the way that it has. And Council President Zeke Cohen is one of those councilmen that they are so supportive of illegal immigrants and honestly the lawlessness. And you know what? You get what you get. You get what you deserve. Baltimore City doesn't need padlocks on smoke shops. They need new leadership. They need councilmen and women that are actually going to do the job. They need a mayor that's going to invest in tourism and make sure that the criminal element isn't there when you've got people showing up for a Tupac bobblehead lining up and down the street to get into Camden Yards. Public safety is your first business of order. That's your first thing that you should be addressing, Zeke Cohen, public safety. If you address the public safety and the open-air drug markets, guess what? A lot of that issue you're talking about, it would address itself. But you don't want to talk about that. It's a shame. Again, yeah, you can put the padlocks on the smoke shops, but somebody should put a padlock on City Hall. You guys are not doing your job. And the taxpayers deserve more. All right, we come back. We'll wrap up this conversation. I also want to just tell you a little bit about what we're going to discuss tomorrow, because obviously there's a lot of news breaking as we're sitting here. But real quick, Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together, if you haven't heard, to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. You see, both companies have been in business for over half a century. It's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You've got free area towing and financing available. All you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstadt. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The Rob Parson Show.
Tuesday on the show, Rand Paul says a whistleblower's revelation about the COVID cover-up is coming, and the American people want Tony Fauci behind bars. Can I get an amen?
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. They want padlocks on smoke shops. Yet they can't really attract any other business to town in Baltimore City. What a shame. What a beautiful city it once was. Also, that was Councilman Ryan Dorsey, by the way, that wants to make an amendment. He's not happy that 72% of Baltimore voted to put term limits on city council members. So Councilman Ryan Dorsey, you probably guessed already it was Ryan Dorsey, but he's the one that wants to do away with that and basically go against the majority there in Baltimore. It's quite the circus in Baltimore, isn't it? Speaking of which, I just wanted to mention, because I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Stacey Abrams was hit with a subpoena in alleged campaign finance violations. No one is above the law. Of course, Newsmax and Fox News National, they have the story. Apparently, 16 violations and agreed to pay a record of $300,000 in fine, the largest in Georgia history. I thought this was interesting because Stacey Abrams if you followed her last gubernatorial race, I know we were talking about VP Kamala Harris. At the end of her campaign, she owed $20 million. Well, believe it or not, Stacey Abrams, when she finished her gubernatorial race in Georgia, she owed, I think it was over $3 million in her campaign committee. Now, that happens often. I think my last campaign, we owed money at the end of our cycle as well. It does happen, but usually when you see such violations like this and a $300,000 fine, there's a lot going on. And so we'll see what happens, but the subpoena's out there, and the Georgia State Ethics Commission is investigating. And a lot of this goes back to her gubernatorial race back in the 2018 election cycle. I have a feeling because it's being put out there like this in this manner, I have a feeling there's more shoes to drop in this story. So just wanted to put it on your radar. Again, that was Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Also, tomorrow we're going to talk about the DOJ's charges as far as the Key Bridge collapse. Very interesting indeed. I think many people were wondering what's going to happen with the cargo ship. And right now I can tell you, and you probably heard during some of the commercial breaks there, but they are charging the ship operator employee in the deadly Key Bridge collision. So we'll get to the details of that one. Also, you have two delegates that frequent this show. They just endorsed a gubernatorial candidate. So we will talk about that tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can get Doug and Kathy Schilling on the show tomorrow. Don't forget, we also have Doug Larcombe, and he is running in the gubernatorial race here in the state of Maryland. And so now you've got this endorsement. And these are two delegates in the Republican Party that I would say are very prominent delegates in Annapolis. So we'll get into that. And we'll ask Doug Larcombe what he plans to do if he were to be the governor in November. Also, we'll have Doug and Nino Mangione on the show as we do on Wednesdays. He'll join us, I'm pretty sure, at 11:35 a.m. Might change. You guys know he's running for a Baltimore County Council seat, but I do want to ask him about the recent resignation of Wade Catch. Like I said, this was kind of, you know, in the rumor mill in Baltimore County, so Nino might have already known about this, but we'll get his reaction tomorrow at 11:35 a.m. So, lots to discuss tomorrow already on the books. I know it'll be a great show, and you know, I do appreciate you guys tuning in to Kim Klasick Live every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Real quick, I have seen that our numbers have increased, especially on social media and on the podcast platforms, and I just want to take a second to say thank you. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Also, when it comes to the fencing around the Inner Harbor, according to the question of the day, you guys don't want it. You're saying no. No, keep an eye on your kids and don't be drunk near the harbor's waters. Well, you know what? I respect it. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.